This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's an opportunity to share important health information with you such that you and your family and your loved ones can improve your health and longevity. That's what this program is all about, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. You can call us, and we welcome your comments and questions, 877-726-8255. That number also available to you 24-7, 365. And we have some interesting recorded calls that we're going to take in just a little while. I must say that the peace and beauty of the weekend, this beautiful fall weekend in New York, has been shattered by the news that there is big trouble in the Middle East, and in particular a three-pronged attack on Israel. And so I'm going to attempt to soldier on in spite of the fact that the news in the world is not exactly uplifting this weekend. 877-726-8255. I've got lots of stories. We've got a story about how high HDL cholesterol, previously thought to be good, can be associated with a higher risk of dementia. We'll drill down on that recent study. It's got some of my listeners, people who correspond with me on social media, upset. And we'll explain what it's all about in just a few moments, 877-726-8255. Also, we'll talk about nutrigenomics and how genetic tests are beginning to be able to predict what type of diet is ideal for us. You know, vegetarian diet, carnivore diet, Mediterranean diet. Some companies are selling test kits where people can give a saliva sample, and then they get a genetic analysis and it tells them what to eat. Is it ready for prime time? There's a new study that suggests that this approach may indeed eventually yield the key to who should eat what. 877-726-8255. But first I want to weigh in on Wikipedia. I came across an article in which the founder of Wikipedia was interviewed. He's a guy named Larry Sanger, and he is being quoted as saying, "I no longer trust the website I created." Now, Wikipedia is a great resource. You know, maybe I want to look up some historical fact, like a big article on Genghis Khan or the Russo-Japanese War. They go into excruciating detail about historical facts, and so I find it quite fascinating. I use Wikipedia regularly, but when it comes to some topics, Wikipedia is highly biased and, in fact, captured by certain elitist, narrow interests. So Larry Sanger, when interviewed by a guy named Freddie Sayers, is quoted as saying that I no longer trust the website I created. Some statistics. Wikipedia is the world's fifth largest website. It pulls in an estimated 6.1 billion followers per month. And the online encyclopedia's influence is so great that it's the most read reference work in history, with as many as 56 million editions. So it's got a lot of influence, and a lot of people believe that Wikipedia is authoritative. The problem is that Wikipedia began with a commitment to neutrality, which, according to its founder, Larry Sanger, was abandoned after 2009. And I've been noticing this. I've been noticing that in articles about politics, in articles in particular in my bailiwick, which is health, the entries on Wikipedia tend to be very biased towards a party line. He says that Wikipedia has become increasingly partisan, primarily espousing an establishment viewpoint that increasingly represents propaganda. That, says Sanger, is why he left the site in 2007, describing it as broken beyond repair. So if you look at articles that Wikipedia has, you can see how they're simply mouthing the view of the World Health Organization and the CDC on COVID, for example. And they take their marching orders from establishment mouthpieces like Anthony Fauci. There's kind of a global enforcement of a certain point of view, which Sanger says is amazing to him as a libertarian. So in particular, and, you know, let's not even venture into the realm of politics because, facts and truth in politics are highly mutable depending on your perspective. But let's look in the realm that intelligent medicine covers. Sanger says Eastern medicine is basically called quackery in dismissive, quite judgmental language and so forth. It's done without any compunctions at all. So, for example, I'm looking here at the entry in Wikipedia on naturopathy. Naturopathy, we've interviewed a lot of NDs, naturopathic physicians, who are well-trained and very, very expert in their areas of expertise, whether it's gastrointestinal health or integrative oncology or integrative neurology. We've talked to quite a few of them, and they're very gifted, very well-trained. Here's what they say in Wikipedia, and I'm quoting, "Naturopathy or naturopathic medicine is a form of alternative medicine, a wide array of pseudoscientific practices branded as, quote, natural," and these are in quotes, you know, Dr. Evil quotes, quote, "non-invasive," or promoting, quote, "self-healing," are employed by its practitioners who are known as naturopaths. Difficult to generalize, the treatments range from outright quackery, like homeopathy. Has homeopathy really been conclusively demonstrated to be outright quackery? Yes, I know it's controversial. To widely accepted practices like certain forms of psychotherapy. Naturopathic practitioners commonly recommend against following modern medical practices, including but not limited to medical testing, drugs, vaccinations, and surgery. Instead, naturopathic practice relies on unscientific notions, often leading naturopaths to diagnoses and treatments that have no factual merit. Naturopathy is considered by the medical profession to be ineffective and harmful, raising ethical questions about its practice. In addition to condemnations and criticism from the medical community, such as the American Cancer Societies, naturopaths have repeatedly been denounced as and accused of being charlatans and practicing quackery. Well, so this is what they say, and they go on and on about naturopathy and their entry on naturopathy. What about acupuncture? Acupuncture is something of unquestioned value, but not every acupuncture procedure is completely safe or effective. There's some acupuncture which I think, you know, may not make a big dent in people's medical conditions, but there are numerous blinded, placebo-controlled studies which look at the efficacy of acupuncture in a variety of problems, pain problems, and so on, that validate its use. And besides, it is a common practice in many parts of the world, and has a lot of legitimacy. Here's what they say, Wikipedia, and I'm quoting, "Acupuncture is a form of alternative medicine, a component of traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, in which thin needles are inserted in the body. Acupuncture is a pseudoscience. The theories and practices of TCM are not based on scientific knowledge, and it has been characterized as quackery." Okay? They also say, "The conclusions of trials and systematic reviews of acupuncture generally provide no good evidence of benefit, which suggests that it is not an effective method of health care." Well, well, well. So much for Wikipedia's neutrality. So much for Wikipedia's objectivity when it comes to certain subjects. So my advice to you is when you're looking stuff up on Wikipedia, take it with a huge grain of salt, because the bias is inherent in there. And why that is that certain groups, the quackbusters, the skeptics, have undertaken a concerted campaign to insert their opinions and edit articles about subjects that they know little about. And ultimately, the information that you're getting is highly biased in one direction. Not objective, not balanced, not, decidedly not, intelligent medicine. 877-726-8255. We welcome your phone calls. We're going to call on some of our recorded calls in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North update now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their fifth annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make a Dogs Day.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox. Subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And Andy from Long Island, how are you listening to Intelligent Medicine today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. A few weeks ago, perhaps, you had a guest on and discussed the heart rate variability. And I don't believe I ever heard you discuss it before. And I believe they said that 50 to 70 is the minimum that you want to get it in. Well, I have an Apple Watch, and it's been monitoring me. And my average for a year is 23. So, But I feel good. I play ball. You know, I'm 74.
Okay.
Is this a concern?
Okay, so yeah, let's discuss heart rate variability, or HRV. And this is based on the idea that, you know, people think, you know, their heart rate's pretty regular. You're like, da-dum, 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 with a constant interval, an exactly identical interval between heartbeats. And indeed, in what's called a cardiac arrhythmia, there can be wild variations between the intervals. So you can have ba-dum, 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 dum, dum. This is called an irregular heartbeat, which could be any one of several types, atrial flutter or atrial fibrillation are among the irregular heartbeats. But actually, it is normal to have something called sinus arrhythmia, which means that in a healthy young individual, the variations between the individual heartbeats change, that the intervals are different. And to the extent that they're different, they change with breathing and they change with other factors in the nervous system, because the nervous system actually controls the heart rate. And so you can get through various instrumentation, including your Apple Watch, what's called HRV, which is heart rate variability. And so what they're saying is that you want a higher variability, which is associated with youth and health. Your numbers are lower, but you should probably be compared to other 74-year-old individuals. You know, so maybe, just maybe, that's okay, because there is a tendency for heart rate variability to decline as you age. Also, certain factors are involved in heart rate variability. So, for example, if you got a bad night of sleep, or maybe you tied one on with too many drinks the night before, or maybe you're subject to stress or depression, or maybe you're just poorly conditioned, or you're under the weather, you know, you've got a flu coming on or something like that, your heart rate variability will decrease. And that is sometimes a subtle sign of some underlying health problem. So the devices that now calculate, first of all, you can't just do it by listening to your heart, you know, with a stethoscope or putting your finger on your pulse. This has to be done with an instrument. And there's a little program, an algorithm inside your Apple Watch. Usually that's done via an app, which can calculate this and render, you know, a fairly accurate facsimile of what your HRV is. Some of these, you know, wearable devices are not perfect. They're a little less than, you know, rigorous than what you would get if you did an EKG with leads on your chest under, you know, experimental conditions. But they do give us a clue as to our underlying health and fitness. And so, yes, I would strive for a higher number, because paradoxically, the higher your variability, the better off you are. The lower your variability, the more regular you are, the less that you have a suppleness of nervous system response that's associated with optimal health. So I think it's an intriguing technology. There's also technology that helps people optimize their HRV. There's training that you can do with biofeedback that is said to improve your heart rate variability, with ultimately good consequences for your health, not just of your heart, but your overall health. So there you have it. 877-726-8255. Thanks, Andy, for that call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More coming up on today's Intelligent Medicine.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through FullScript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. FullScript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free FullScript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Now, this is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and you're invited to call us with comments or questions this weekend. And we've got some recorded calls we're also going to get to momentarily. But first, this study has produced some consternation among people. I got a message from one of my followers on Facebook, a faithful follower, who is concerned about a study that says that high-density lipoprotein, HDL cholesterol, when it's too high, it can be associated with an increased dementia risk. Okay, so the study is entitled Both Low and High Density Lipoprotein Cholesterol and Dementia Risk Over 17 Years of Follow-Up. So they looked at these individuals, And they found that both a low HDL, we know that HDL is the so-called good cholesterol, and when your HDL is low, you're at higher risk for cardiovascular disease. And you, according to the study, logically enough, may also be at risk for dementia because whatever clogs the arteries in the heart is likely to clog the arteries in the brain, leading to circulatory problems, mini strokes, and brain deterioration. That makes sense. So what happens when you get a very high HDL? Is it absolutely protective? And we've already gotten intimations of this from studies that show that people with the very highest HDLs are often protected from cardiovascular disease, but sometimes paradoxically tend to have a higher risk. And that happens when HDL gets around 110, sometimes as high as 125 or 135. That's exceptionally high. And then, for some unknown reason, HDL ceases to become protective and becomes a liability. And so this study shows that in people with the very highest HDL, there was a 15% increase in dementia risk. Now, that's not very much. That is a small increase. And overall, I would say that the vast majority of people with high HDLs are protected from cardiovascular disease. It just may be that some people are not protected. And by the way, this is an association, not causation. It doesn't mean that a high HDL causes dementia. It's just that for some reason, a high HDL may be associated with risk of dementia. We know that certain diseases can increase HDL. For example, alcoholism, which is very bad for the brain, increases HDL. You get a nice high HDL from drinking a lot of booze. You also get a higher HDL when you're taking drugs like steroids and insulin. That will also raise your HDL. Interestingly, they developed drugs in the past decade which are aimed at raising HDL. They thought this would be the key to reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. They're called CETP inhibitors. And the pharmaceutical industry literally spent hundreds of millions and perhaps billions of dollars invested in these drugs, and they crashed and burned because ultimately they raised HDL, but the HDL wasn't protective. And that may be that HDL is a little more complex than what we used to think. It's not just one thing. There's good HDL, and there's not so good HDL, and maybe there's even harmful HDL, and by artificially inflating HDL with drugs, that may not be the key to cardiovascular protection. And in fact, some of these drugs that increase HDL paradoxically may increase the risk of macular degeneration. That's the problem in developing these drugs. These drugs may still hold promise, but ultimately initial trials have been disappointing. So the take-home message is don't freak out if you have a high HDL. It doesn't mean you're doomed to dementia, but maybe, just maybe, HDL isn't the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular protection. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. And let me just mention that I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. That's a system that regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, and sleep, as well as temperature and pain control and inflammatory and immune responses. The CBD brand that I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a sleep gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, which are rich and bold, the highest potency available. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve sleep gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science, clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's PlusCBDOil.com/Hoffman for PlusCBD's new reserve collection, Sleep Gummies. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24-7, 365. And we got a caller that we want to talk to. Let's hear it.
Hi. Do you have any thoughts on the GOLO diet? And also, do you have anything you can recommend for insulin resistance? I thank you for your time, and you have a good day.
Okay. So there's the GOLO diet is a popular online diet program. Which in concept is actually pretty wholesome, because it's the idea that at least for a high percentage of people, low-carb diets work. And it's based on the idea that if you have insulin resistance, and by no means all people have insulin resistance, nor do all overweight people have insulin resistance, but it's a pretty common feature of people who have overweight. And by reducing carbs, it's a pretty darn good way to get people to lose weight. So there is a lot of information on the GOLO site about the behavioral things, about recipes and specific diet recommendations to go low carb. The problem is, how do they monetize that? Because, giving out free information, okay, fine. What do they do to make money? And the way they do it is through a little bit of a sleight of hand. In order to access the information, you have to buy a GOLO supplement. And their GOLO supplement is a little pricey at, $50-$60 a month. And then when you buy the product, it's a supplement, that you get access to the GOLO program. And then there are testimonials, and, people show that they lost scads and scads of weight. They have before and after pictures. And I think it can work, because it actually is a pretty sensible diet program. It's, reducing your carbs. That totally makes sense. But that's something you can do for free without the supplement. And I have, pulled up the supplement facts on the GOLO supplement. And it's a little bit middling in terms of its contents. It's got some magnesium, and magnesium is helpful for insulin resistance, but it doesn't have much. It's only got 15 milligrams of magnesium. It's got a little zinc, very small amount of zinc. So, you won't get in trouble taking that. It's got a little chromium. Chromium has been shown in some studies to be helpful for diabetes. Does it help people lose weight? I think a couple of studies that show it works, but a lot of studies show that it doesn't help people lose weight automatically. And then it's got what's called a proprietary blend. And a proprietary blend is something that in the field of nutrition and supplementation, I'm not fond of, because it means it's some kind of secret formula where they don't tell you how much of each component you get. But, it's proprietary, so they don't want somebody else to steal their unique formula. And what's in it? Some rhodiola, which is good for stress. And, since stress may be, part of what impedes weight loss, high cortisol can get in the way of losing weight. Yeah, maybe it could be helpful, but we don't know how much rhodiola is in there, if there's an effective amount. There's a little inositol. Inositol can be helpful for PCOS, which is a major cause of weight gain, polycystic ovarian syndrome in women. But it takes a lot of inositol to have that effect on insulin resistance, and I'm not sure how much is going to be in a 500 milligram capsule, even if you take three a day. Then there's some berberine. Berberine is good for insulin resistance. That's been demonstrated. But how much berberine is in this, I don't know. Gardenia extract, banaba, salacia extract, and apple extract, which has some polyphenols, but I don't know how much of that is in there. And, do polyphenols actually help people lose weight? It's a little dubious. So the issue I have with the GOLO is that you're paying relatively exorbitant amount for a supplement of, sort of meh value. It's got some of the right things in it, but how much is unclear, and maybe not enough to make a difference. Certainly it's no magic weight loss pill. It's no Ozempic. It's no Rybelsus. It's no Wegovy. It's not going to magically melt the pounds off you. So I think the preferable route is to find out all you can about a low carb diet and adhere to the low carb diet. And you don't necessarily need to buy the GOLO supplement. You can get good quality berberine. You can take some magnesium in significant amounts. You can take rhodiola in stress formulas that ultimately may cost you less than subscribing to their supplement program, which, you know, it's one of those auto-renewal things where you keep getting packages every month. You know, that's my take on Golo. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids. Rich and bold, the Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
Hey, what's going on in Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coach Master is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coach Master has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
/book.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. Our number 877-726-8255. That number you can use anytime during the week if a question or a comment should occur to you. So let's hear one of those.
I really wanted to find out any pertinent information that might pertain to my son, who is in his fourth stage liver disease condition. And while things seem so bleak, I don't want him to give up. I don't want to give up. And I wonder if there is some kind of recommendation on health that might, he notices the liquid in his stomach seems to be recurring more often. If you could please just discuss, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay. So this is a really serious problem, is that in what's called end-stage liver disease, it's usually caused by cirrhosis, the liver fails and fluid accumulates in the abdomen. It's called ascites. And the only treatment for it is to obtain a liver transplant because, as Hemingway once said, when in one of his novels, I think it's The Sun Also Rises, one character asks another, how did you go bankrupt? And the answer is gradually, then suddenly. And that's the way it is with liver disease. It kind of gradually creeps up on you, and then it reaches a critical point where very quickly liver function deteriorates, and it can become life-threatening. So what can be done nutritionally? Well, nutrition matters, but, you know, ultimately the fix is to get a liver transplant. There's no way around that. There's no comeback trail with vitamins, minerals, or diet change. But you can ameliorate the problem by making sure that patients get adequate branch chain amino acids, because there's a wasting process that goes on when your liver's not working. You need to get adequate protein, but not all proteins are equal. It's specifically the branch chain amino acids that are important for supporting muscle and general bodily functions when you have cirrhosis. So, and, you know, gastroenterologists, hepatologists know this, and they often administer special formulas to people. Generally, foods that are high in branched-chain amino acids and avoid the amino acids that are harmful to the liver include dairy protein and vegetable protein. And vegetable protein has another benefit because it offers fiber, and fiber is important because you need to move your bowels, because when you don't and you become constipated with liver failure, you develop what's called encephalopathy. And patients with liver failure are often given laxatives to help move things along so that toxins from the gastrointestinal tract don't go up the portal vein into the liver and ultimately, which can't handle them or detoxify them, and then it goes to the brain and you get a form of encephalopathy, which is, you know, characterized by movement problems and confusion. Also, it may be helpful to use the supplement SAMe, because it helps to support liver function and it's a detoxifier. Glutathione may play a role here because the liver normally synthesizes glutathione, but when it doesn't work, it's not making any glutathione. Perhaps N-acetylcysteine may be helpful too as a glutathione building block. Also, there actually is some research showing that probiotics may be helpful because liver failure is a condition where the inability of the bacteria in the microbiome to be filtered out from the liver. Toxins get produced by harmful bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract. They go right to the liver. And by giving probiotics, we can help to suppress the growth of the bad bacteria, encourage the growth of beneficial bacteria. There's a lot of research now going on about the benefits of probiotics in liver failure. But it's these measures are kind of band-aids which slow the progression and may improve to some degree quality of life. But ultimately the solution is to get that liver transplant. That is the only decisive fix for this condition. All right. There's this thing called nutrigenomics. Nutrigenomics is the science of looking at the genes to determine what supplements might you need more of. For example, there's some people who have weak vitamin D pathways. They may need more vitamin D. That may answer the question as to why some people do fine on, you know, with a little bit of sunlight, maybe a multivitamin that has some vitamin D, and other people require really heroic doses of vitamin D to get adequate levels. Same thing for B12, same thing with folate, same thing with B6, same thing with many nutrients, where a genetic pathway has something to do with the uptake and utilization or need for some of these nutrients, either increases or decreases based on your heredity. There are any number of programs where you can send a saliva sample and you can say, then they'll tell you whether you should be a vegetarian, whether you should be an omnivore, whether you should be a carnivore. And I got to say, they're not yet ready for prime time. I've used some of them. They're not yet ready. But big study. Large study found three genes strongly linked to vegetarianism. These genes speak to the capacity of the body to transform certain nutrients into things that ordinarily you'd get in meat. So, for example, the ability to get ALA, which is from nuts and seeds and flax and certain vegetables, the body can transform it to some degree or another to EPA and DHA, which is necessary for brain function and a variety of things that the body needs, cardiovascular prevention and so on. But vegetarians, strict vegetarians, they don't eat any meat or fish. They're not going to get a lot of EPA or DHA. And there are genetic factors that they're now zeroing in on that help to determine whether you can safely be a vegetarian, whether it works well for you, or whether you really should be on an omni diet, including generous portions of animal protein. This new research based on over 300,000 individuals in the UK Biobank, they're making progress in determining what it is genetically that determines what our ideal diet is. It may have something to do with ancestry, where your ancestors came from, whether it was a place where they ate a lot of meat or whether they relied on vegetable foods. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early.
Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. An attack on southern Israel this weekend by Hamas has killed at least 700 Israelis and injured over 1,600 others. Prime Minister Netanyahu's government declaring war and has been given the green light for significant military steps to retaliate. As the world is watching this weekend, Israel under attack from terrorists targeting innocent citizens, including women and children, with hundreds of confirmed casualties as well as kidnappings and infiltration of southern Israeli towns by those armed Hamas militants. Because the situation is so dire, on the Salem Radio Network, partner company of SRN News, nationally syndicated talk show host Mike Gallagher is partnering with the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews to raise money and emergency relief funds for Israel. Gallagher says Americans nationwide have been asking for a way to help.
The images are so horrific, almost impossible to discuss. People are repulsed by what we've seen take place over the last 48 hours. I'm so confident that our audience, our fans, our supporters are going to step up and help these poor people who have been through an unspeakable act of terrorism.
Donations to Mike Gallagher's emergency campaign for Israeli war victims can be made at the website MikeOnline.com. More than 24 hours after Hamas launched its incursion out of Gaza, Israeli forces still trying to crush the last groups of militant fighters holed up in several towns of southern Israel. New York Republican Congressman Mike Lawler says by leading an effort last week to vote down a GOP-initiated continuing resolution, his colleague Matt Gaetz forced Republicans to have to enter into a bipartisan resolution in the House rather than deal with the Senate.
We could have passed a CR that would have cut spending 8%, that would have enacted border security.
Lawler tells the Salem News Channel the resolution would have forced Senator Schumer to make a choice to shut down the government or shut down the border. Town Hall.
Mr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that, I can tell you, fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
American babies and toddlers with disabilities are entitled to publicly funded therapies known as early intervention, since all U.S. states and territories accept federal funding for the program. But stagnant pay and the increasing cost of living mean many health care providers can no longer afford to participate, and children's development has suffered as a result. Lindsay Faulkner is the mother of a 2-year-old girl, says just after she turned a year old, they noticed her speech had skills had slipped backwards.
As a parent, it's somewhat infuriating to know that, you know, something could be going on with your child, medically speaking, that's causing these delays, that's causing these problems.
Almost all states have reported staffing shortages, and officials and experts say the situation has become critical post-pandemic, meaning some children have to wait months for the care that they need. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Co-ed boot camp for the Marine Corps.
But while male and female recruits are in the same companies, platoons remain segregated by gender. A spokesman says keeping the platoon segregated is critically important to the way the Corps makes Marines, and that is by taking individuals, breaking them down mentally, and then building them back up. And many female officers are strong proponents of the segregation, saying it helps to keep men and women to stay focused. Jason Walker reporting.
Smith & Wesson celebrated its grand opening in Maryville, Tennessee yesterday after moving from its longtime home in Springfield, Massachusetts, that they've called home since the mid-19th century. CEO Mark Smith cited a welcoming regulatory environment and close collaboration with the Tennessee state government as a crucial piece of the relocation plan. More news at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary, you just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Years ago, Simpson University began with the promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with the promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Appreciate you tuning in today. We have an excellent program on tap for you here today. But first of all, let's not forget, we're coming up on that wonderful time of year. You know what time it is. And you're thinking, is it Halloween or Thanksgiving or Christmas? And no. None of those. We're just about there. We're coming up on your favorite time of the year, Medicare open enrollment, or more accurately, the Medicare annual election period. And this is an opportunity for you to sit down with your Medicare insurance broker and review your Medicare coverage, whatever plan you might have, review your Part D, and make sure that you feel like you're still in the best plan, or maybe your circumstances have changed and maybe you need to consider possibly changing to a different type of a plan. Sometimes you're not able to make some changes, and I won't go into all that today. We're going to have a couple of experts coming up on the program here in a few weeks, but they'll do a lot better job explaining all that. But the bottom line is, this is your opportunity to at least review, and if you want to make some changes, and if you can make the changes, then that's the time to do it. So are you ready to be completely bombarded by Broadway Joe Namath commercials, or the exciting commercials from Jimmy J.J. Walker, Dynamite, or from a new entry into the annoying field of really annoying ads, because they run them, so many of them, every single day. the grumpy lady, I think her name is Marge, I think. I'm sure I'm going to remember her name real soon when I start hearing this very annoying commercial. It's amazing. She starts out, she's a super grumpy and crabby, like that Maxine cartoon, kind of the crabby lady. But then by the time the commercial ends, she discovers a great Medicare plan, and she is super happy and wonderful and not grumpy by the end of the commercial. That one is,
I don't know. There's something just extra kind of annoying about that one. But anyway, bottom line, your Medicare open enrollment or annual election period is October the 15th. So coming right up, right? October the 15th all the way through December the 7th. And this is every single year. And again, if you make any changes, those changes would be effective this coming January the 1st for the calendar year of 2024. So, yay, annoying bombardment of Medicare commercials. Woo-woo, yay. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and shift gears here a little bit and answer the question, because I get this question a lot. What happens if you're living in a senior care community? What happens if you are living there, you've been living there for a period of time, and you run out of money? I get this question all the time. Well, Steve, they can't kick you out, can they? I mean, they have to provide you care once you're in there. So not to, you know, upset your morning or make you spit your coffee out or don't swerve your car if you're in your car. They can kick you out in certain circumstances. And they do not have to continue providing care for you if you can't pay for it. So it's just that's a fact. That is the truth. I've had some people try to argue with me about that, but I don't know what they're arguing about, because that's how this is. So one of the first times that I kind of ran into this with my firm, Senior Care Consulting, and oh boy, it was a long, long time ago. She was one of my first or one of my very earliest clients many, many years ago. I believe in, late 03 or 2004, somewhere in there, long time ago. And she was a young lady, and she was responsible for her grandmother. And she referred to her grandmother as Grams, affectionately. Oh yeah, Grams. And so I loved that about her. And her grandma was just the sweetest lady. And she was in a very nice assisted living level of care, but the entire building was dedicated to providing memory care. And yeah, her grandmother had dementia. And she lived there a long time. I mean, a really long time. I mean, they had really kind of become family. She was there for a long time. And the staff loved her. She loved the staff. This young lady that I was working with, she loved them. It was wonderful. It was textbook perfect is what it was. So one day I get this call from this young lady. She was probably about 30. She was crying, just sobbing in the phone. And I was told to contact you and that you could help me. And I'm like, okay, sounds like you're really upset. What's going on? She went on to tell me that her Grams was living in this place. Great place. No complaints. She said, and one day she said, I get this letter. And the letter said, we're sorry to inform you, but as of, you know, such and such a date, they gave her like a 30-day notice. We're going to need to discharge your grandmother. She's going to need to find another place to live. So she was like, she was just blown away. She's like, oh my gosh. And she couldn't understand it. So instead of calling, she goes in because, I mean, they're all family at this point. And she was very distraught. What happened? Did I do something wrong, or did I upset you, or did Grams do something wrong? I mean, can we try to fix this? I mean, I don't want to move her. This is her home. She loves it here. And they said, well, no, you didn't do anything wrong. And your grandmother, she certainly didn't do anything wrong. I mean, we love her to pieces. But she is just about out of money. And we are a private pay only assisted living community. There's no recourse for us. And unless you can pay the $6,000 a month, and she said, no, I can't. And they said, okay, well, then she's going to have to move to a community that will accept Medicaid. And that's not us. So you're going to have to move her because of her very soon will be the inability to pay. And she was just devastated. And she told me this whole story, sobbing the whole time, just completely heartbroken. She felt kind of betrayed, frankly. And I said, sounds like she was there for a long time. She said, yeah, she with her income and along with her assets, we've gone through, again, her income plus over $300,000 in assets. And I just assumed that, you know, if she should outlive her money, that she could just stay here because, I mean, we would have been here for such a long time. But that is not a good assumption. You cannot make that assumption. You just can't. And she didn't know any better. She just didn't know. And she said, so I was told that you could help me find the best place available that's Medicaid certified, and because I'm going to need to get her, you know, applied for Medicaid. And I said, yep, I can do that. So I delivered our placement service with integrity. It worked out fine. I mean, we found her a great place, but it's just not what she wanted. She had to disrupt Grams, who was in her upper 80s with dementia. You know how hard that is on a person of that age, plus with dementia, to have to take them out of an environment that they had lived in for years and years. They know all the people. They know the layout. They know their apartment. They know everything. And put them into a brand new place, unfamiliar, new people, new room. I mean, all that. It's a terrible disruption, for sure. And so the bottom line is, she said, well, you know, I didn't ask the question, but let me guess, if I would have worked with you initially or originally, you would have asked the question, and then I would have discussed that with you, and then I wouldn't have chosen this place, knowing that she might get kicked out at some point. And I said, yeah, I'm very, very thorough. We have all those discussions, so we know exactly what happens if or when your loved one runs out of funds. So if that is resonating with you and you're like, oh, hey, wait a minute now, we need to look into that, give me a call at Senior Care Consulting at 913-945-2800, and we can discuss, you know, how to handle that and how to make that next move. And I'll help you out big time, just like I helped out this young lady. All right, the Senior Care Live question of the week. All senior care communities participate in Medicaid, and you'll never have to move due to your inability to pay. Is that statement true or false? What do you think?
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-542-9830. 800-542-9830. 800-542-9830.
That's 800-542-9830.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post 9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary Direct Connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
School is back in session. Unwind with the kids at the end of the day with the Nintendo Switch family of systems and games everyone can enjoy. Choose a game system that fits your family, like Nintendo Switch and the Nintendo Switch OLED model, both great for playing on TV and on the go, or Nintendo Switch Lite for handheld mode. Navigate through the dangers of Hyrule in The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom game, or check out the Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Booster Course Pass DLC and race your way through 48 additional courses from the Mario Kart series. Work together to command small plant-like creatures and explore a mysterious planet in the Pikmin 4 game, or dive into Minecraft. Discover two modes that allow you to build fantastical creations and experience epic adventures. For more, go to Nintendo.com. Full version of game required to use DLC for that game. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Game, systems, DLC, and some accessories sold separately.
Rated E to E10+. Plus.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For more information, go to SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to the Senior Care Live question of the week. All senior care communities participate in Medicaid, and you will never have to move due to your inability to pay. Is that statement true or false? And the answer is... false. The answer is false, and you just heard that in action with my story about the young lady who's one of my early clients many, many years ago, and her grandmother that she lovingly referred to as Grams. And after spending her income and over $300,000 in assets, she got a discharge letter from the assisted living community they were in because they could not bill Medicaid, and she did outlive her assets. And I helped her move to a senior care community that was Medicaid certified, and that took care of it, but it's absolutely not what she wanted at all. So I want to just talk very briefly about Medicaid, and then I'm going to break down a myth that was kind of pointed out to me here recently. So Medicaid is a federal program. It's administered state by state, so you're going to see some state differences. So Kansas has some differences into Missouri. They're going to be different, a little bit different in California and Texas and Florida and all over the place, right? In Arizona, et cetera, et cetera. But they're all pretty similar. And so what it is I refer to Medicaid as a safety net that says if you should outlive your assets, then Medicaid will catch you and help pay for the majority of your cost of care when you're living in a senior care community. Now, I could talk for maybe five shows on just Medicaid alone, so I don't have the time to do that today. But generally speaking, you know, it will pay all day, every day for long-term care, otherwise also known as a nursing home. So our government will pay all day, every day for that, but not so much for the assisted living level of care. Some states, Medicaid is a little more assisted living friendly, if you will. Some states, for example, like the state of Missouri, they have a $292 senior voucher. Oh, yeah, we'll help you pay for your assisted living. I'm like, why bother? I mean, sounds nice, But if your income is $2,000 and then Medicaid is going to kick in $292 and the cost of assisted living is $6,000, it does not help. It's not even close. So you have to look into that and figure out who's going to pay for what and is it going to work out or not. And then how to qualify for it. Basically, it is an asset test. And so you'll spend down your assets down to just a couple of examples. You know, it's just $2,000 in Kansas because I'm here based in the Kansas City area, $5,000 in Missouri, and all of the other states that I've looked into for clients because I've helped clients all around the country with our placement services, they're all pretty similar. You're basically almost out of money. You are almost broke. Right. And so, again, it's a wonderful program, but you have to have almost outlived your assets, and then it will pay for the nursing home level of care. It gets a lot more convoluted and complicated at the assisted living level of care, and a lot of times it just doesn't pay enough. And so sometimes we're forced to move to the long-term care level of care just for the financial aspect of the situation. All right, so there's a myth. I just wanted to spend a few minutes on that today, and I'm not going to do the whole myth versus fact and all that. I just wanted to talk about this for a few minutes and really bust this one up. So the myth is that only wealthy people can use or afford the services from Senior Care Consulting because there is a fee involved. So I'm not sure how this happened or where it came from, but, oh, well, you know, Steve only works with people who are just really well off. And the fact is that's just not true. The fact is that Senior Care Consulting works with a wide range of clients, and that does include some wealthy clients who have done very well for themselves, some clients who are running out of assets and on their way to qualifying for Medicaid. And, oh, by the way, everyone in between. So this is – I'm not sure how that started. I think I kind of have some ideas. But it's amazing. I'll be out in the marketplace, and I'm like, yeah, Steve, I heard you charge just a lot of money. This was so funny. This is off the subject. It was maybe, oh, I don't know, 8 or 9 years ago I went to this meeting with this coalition, and one guy kind of hit me with that kind of in public. He was like there to kind of break me down. And almost, I think it was almost like he wanted to embarrass me. I heard you charge $10,000 for your services. Is that right? And I'm like, sir, if I charged $10,000 for my services, I'd be driving a heck of a lot nicer car than I am right now. The whole place busted out laughing, and I shared the cost range of our services, not even remotely close to that. I mean, not even half of that at our top end is way less than that. And he was really kind of stunned. He was also kind of pretty impressed with that. So in a weird way, I was kind of glad he said that, because this weird how these little rumors kind of start going around the market. But, you know, many of our clients are qualifying for Medicaid, and we'll have an elder law firm that will call and say, we have a client and they would like to retain you and your services. And then they use part of their spend down to pay for our placement services. That's a very good use of limited assets, and as long as the place will accept and bill Medicaid when you hit that asset trigger, that spend down trigger, $2,000, $5,000, whatever it is in your state, as long as they'll bill Medicaid at that point, why wouldn't you spend a little bit of that money to let us help you find the very best place available? That's a very good use of those funds, and a lot of our clients agree with that. Some families will hire Senior Care Consulting because they're like, hey, it's, you know, there are four of us siblings and we have no idea what we're doing, but we're all going to pitch together a little bit of money. We'd like to hire you to help us do our job to find the very best place for our mom or our dad, our loved one. And so a lot of times it's a circumstance like that. You know, some clients have a phenomenal long-term care insurance policy that pays for everything. anything that you would need. That was a great decision by our clients who decided to invest in a long-term care insurance policy. I have one client and it pays, $10,000 a month for lifetime benefits. Okay. A phenomenal policy. A phenomenal long-term care insurance policy that will pay for just about anything needed, but yet they are not wealthy. So, again, hopefully you understand now the myth versus fact that the services of senior care consulting are for everyone, anyone and everyone who need some expert guidance and someone who knows what they're doing. We've got your back. We're in your corner. 913-945-2800. And coming up next, I have some more phenomenal information. You don't want to miss it. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. Have a question? Visit SeniorCareLive.com. Stick around. We'll have more with Steve coming up next.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and many organizations are having special Think Pink events to help spread awareness about breast cancer. 1 in 8 women will get breast cancer, but there's a 98% survival rate when discovered and treated early. Think Pink events include a new cornhole tournament, along with their annual 5K walk and run at the Turtle Bay Arboretum Loop Trail. There will also be a car show at the Redding Elks Lodge. And their special Think Pink Bag giveaway is happening at Tri-Counties Bank from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. on Thursday, October 19th, followed by the free 2023 Think Pink Sundial Bridge Resource Fair at Turtle Bay from 5 until 8 p.m. They will also be featuring food, local entertainment, guest speakers, and informational booths. There will also be a free shuttle from the Mount Shasta Mall to the event at the Sundial Bridge from 4:30 until 8:45 in the evening. Once again, October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and now's the time to think pink.
What's being hidden from us about the COVID-19 scenario, about covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world, about the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse. If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Professional. It reminds me of when, as a new Marine Corps recruit, 87 of us were picked up at a Greyhound bus station in San Diego to be taken to the Marine Corps Recruit Depot in San Diego, California. Some of the new recruits were acting up and a bit animated as if we were headed to an amusement park. And I noticed two Marine escorts in front of the bus looking back at the chaos, shaking their heads with a slight smirk. And it was then that I wondered, okay, what do they know that we don't know? Well, 20 minutes later, we found out what they knew as we were greeted by several drill instructors yelling at us in all kinds of language. Get off the bus, get on the bus, get back on the bus, get off the bus, and then stand in the yellow footprints. Well, today, as we're confronted with the unknown, we can have some encouragement to know that eventually we will know, and it's then that our character is refined, and we realize that knowledge is power and must precede the right action.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law. We specialize in patents, trademarks, and copyrights. You can find out more at learnmoreabouttrademarks.com. We love working with entrepreneurs and helping their businesses grow. And here is our client, Ricky, to tell it like it is.
Hi, I'm Ricky Frango, founder and CEO of Prime 6. We manufacture high-performing, clean, and sustainable fuels like charcoal and logs. We've been working with Gearhart Law since the beginning, really, and they've helped us figure out the trademarks, the patents, everything that has to do with product development and how to protect our inventions. And we're extremely grateful for the wonderful team that has been supporting our business since day one.
Thank you, Ricky. To learn more about trademarks, go to learnmoreabouttrademarks.com and download our free entrepreneur's guide to trademarks, or book a free consultation with me to discuss your patent and trademark needs. That's learnmoreabouttrademarks.com for your free booklet about trademarks and a free consultation.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. For podcasts of the program, go to SeniorCareLive.com or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so last week I had just a great meeting with a wonderful professional, and she asked me a really, really good question. And so I thought, you know what, I want to share that because it is a good question. And that question is, why should someone choose Senior Care Consulting rather than use one of the free referral services? Now, let me say she is very clearly in camp Senior Care. She said, Steve, I'm drinking the Kool-Aid. I am with you 100%. I agree with you. I love your approach, and I'm on your side. But if I get asked that question, I want to be able to answer it. She said, and I'll tell you, I think she knew the answer, but she just wanted some clarification, wanted to hear that from me, and I think that helped her. So I just think it's an excellent question, and I'm happy to address that on the program today. So I'm going to just give you a little tip here. For a glaring difference of Senior Care Consulting versus the free referral services, I would invite you to go to our website. It is SeniorCareConsulting.com, and then there are lots of little buttons and things that you can click there. Click on Why Choose Us. Click on Why Choose Us. You can also go to SeniorCareConsulting.com/Why Choose Us, and that'll get you there as well. And there is a Senior Care Consulting versus the free referral services, and it says what we do and what they do. It could not be more clear. In that little graph, in the way that we have that laid out, it'll explain everything very, very thoroughly. However, to directly answer her question, if someone uses one of the many free referral services that are available all over the place, these things are popping up like weeds, how can you ever be sure if the place they're recommending is actually the best place for your loved one? I mean, how do you really know? How do you know if it's the best place or if it's the place that pays them the largest kickback? And you see, this is what it comes down. This is so simple for me. If you just stick to the basics and not get caught up in all the stories on how they try to explain this, okay, there is a built-in and inherent, in my opinion, conflict of interest in their model. There is no way to get around it. There's no way to get around it. So because of their business model, where they generate revenue by recommending places that have agreed to pay them a large, large commission. Because of that model, you don't know if that's the best place or if that's just a place on their list where they're going to make their car payment or their house payment. You don't know. Now, I had an owner of one of the free referral services get really defensive with me on the phone and explain to me that, well, he said, I've recommended places that are not on my list. However, and I'm sure he has. That's great. Okay, but just sticking to the facts, we're going to keep it simple. You'll keep it simple, Steve, principal, the KISS. Keep it simple, Steve. I have access to publicly available documents that show there are many, and I mean a lot, of free referral services earning six-figure and high six-figure income every single year. And guess what? The way they earn that income is to recommend places on their list. They refer to them as their partner communities. That's just a fact, right? This is pretty simple. So the bottom line, I told this super, just wonderful lady, super nice lady, there's never a conflict of interest with Senior Care Consulting. And if she refers her clients to Senior Care Consulting, she can rest assured that her clients will be treated with respect, that every single available option will be considered, and there is never a conflict of interest with our placement services, because guess what? We don't receive a single penny from any provider. So there's no questioning of, well, I wonder if that's the best place for my loved one, or is that the place where they're going to get the biggest kickback? So when we say we can help you find the right place and the best place, and we offer a placement service with integrity, that's exactly what we mean. And there is no inherent or built-in conflict of interest. And that's how I answered that. And she said, that makes total sense to me, and we will be referring all of our clients to you, which I definitely appreciate that. I appreciate the ethical standards and the integrity of any professional referring their clients to Senior Care Consulting. All right, so you hear me saying on the program quite frequently, we'll help you find the right place and the best place available. So what does that mean? And this is not a marketing slogan at all. We're going to help you find the right place and the best place available. This is exactly what we do here at Senior Care Consulting. So just go ahead and break that down a little bit. So finding the right place means that if we're going to find the right place, we need to determine exactly what you need so that we can find the right place, the proper fit. And that needs to happen first and foremost. That has to happen first before we do anything else. We have to know what you need and determine that. So to do that, Senior Care Consulting conducts a proprietary geriatric care assessment. And this is an assessment tool that we've developed over all of the years. And let me tell you what, it is really, really good. And this assessment tool tells us so much. It tells us everything that we need to know. And if you're someone listening to this program, and you're thinking about reaching out to us to discuss the franchise opportunities with Senior Care Consulting, you get our proprietary geriatric care assessment on day one. You don't have to reinvent the wheel. You don't have to come up with it. You don't have to tweak it and add to it. Over several years of development, you get this incredibly well-developed, phenomenal document that helps you and the family understand exactly what you need. You get that on day one. That's just one of the many benefits of purchasing a Senior Care Consulting franchise. So this proprietary geriatric care assessment answers the five big questions. Okay, so the first one is, what level of care do you need? And so, you know, we've talked about that a little bit. What level of care do you need? Well, I've had people say, well, how do you know that? I'm saying, well, in a previous life, I have experience as a nursing home administrator. I also have experience as an executive director in an assisted living community. I've also operated memory care communities at the assisted living level, opened memory care buildings. It goes on and on and on. So I get it. I understand it. I live it. I breathe it. And I'll just tell you that, I mean, I know exactly what, once you answer the questions, I know exactly what will work for you and what will not work for you. So what level of care do you need? So these questions will help us at Senior Care Consulting determine if you are a candidate for a residential care community, if you are a candidate for an assisted living community, if you are a candidate for a home plus community. Now, I know that's kind of a unique licensure designation in the state of Kansas, and some other states are going to just call that assisted living, but it's with a limit or capacity or occupancy of 12 at a max. All right, so it's a small house, basically, is what it is, a ranch style house, delivering an assisted living level of care, right, kind of on the higher end of that, for folks with residents with memory challenges. So, or are you a candidate, and do you require that long-term care level of care? Our proprietary geriatric care assessment tells us that. It identifies that just through a series of questions that we have. And coming up next, I'm going to go through the rest of the advantages of our geriatric care assessment. You don't want to miss that. Don't go away.
You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. To contact Steve or a guest on his show, visit SeniorCareLive.com. We'll have more coming up.
And now, Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting, with the Senior Care Minute.
Are your legal affairs in order? Are your legal documents up to date? Many people are very surprised to learn their documents fall short when they need to use them. Does your healthcare power of attorney meet HIPAA regulations? Does your power of attorney for finance have specific examples of when authority can be exercised? Or is it a simple one- or two-page document? Do you realize that a will goes to probate and a trust avoids probate? Did you check the TOD box on your car title? If you haven't updated your legal documents in the last 5 years, consult with an experienced elder law attorney or estate planning attorney immediately. I'm Steve Kuecker, and that's the Senior Care Minute.
The Senior Care Minute, sponsored by Senior Care Consulting. Know your options. Choose with care at SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hello, this is Steve Kuecker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Hi.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day, I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best-tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
To E10 Plus.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing.
To get the help you need.
To find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their fifth annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make a Dogs Day.
Welcome back. You're listening to Senior Care Live on the Senior Care Broadcasting Network. If you have a question, visit SeniorCareLive.com. All right, back to that proprietary geriatric care assessment. We have to answer five huge questions before we can ever even get started. What level of care do you need? What type of care do you need? The payment method. I mean, how are we going to pay for all this? It's all very expensive. What are our location parameters? And then are there any personal preferences and needs? So I talked about the levels of care. What type of care do you need? This will help us understand that. There is a cognitive related question section in the questionnaire on page 2, actually. And it just asked a lot of super important questions. And then we always have a thorough discussion on the payment method. And I talked to a really nice lady earlier in the week, and she wasn't sure if we needed just super detailed information. We don't need bank reports and investment portfolio printouts and all that kind of stuff. Just need to know, you know, about what we have available and what the monthly income is. And then I can say, okay, so this particular level of care is, you know, X dollars a month minus their income is our shortfall. So the super easy math is if it's $6,000 a month and their income is two, we're short by $4,000. Right? And so if we have $100,000 of assets available, that's going to pay for that level of care for 25 months. Does that make sense? So I don't want any surprises like I mentioned earlier in the program where you get a 30-day discharge notice because your loved one is just about out of money. We don't play those games with Senior Care Consulting, right? We're going to know going in about where we're at. And so we talk about that. Again, location parameters, any personal preferences and needs. So it also asks about a person's career. You know, what do they do for a living? And that really tells you a lot about a person. It's really just great information to know. Is there a particular religious or faith preference? Sometimes that's really important to a person. Sometimes it's not. But it's important to know that because we want to make sure that the places that we're considering can accommodate our spiritual needs. So that's really important for a lot of folks, and we need to know that. Do they have any hobbies or interests that they have that we want to make sure can be addressed and provided at this particular place? So just super, super important. And so it just asks, again, several questions about the cognitive status, and it does tell us a lot. So if I go over to my form here, you know, one of the questions besides – you name all your contact information, address, et cetera, is do you have power of attorney documents in place for power of attorney for finance and power of attorney for healthcare? And not only is it really important to have those in place, you need those documents in place most of the time before you can be admitted to a senior care community. Now, some places will work with you and give you a short period of time to get those taken care of. But if not, I mean, we really need to know about that. If you don't have them in place, we're going to talk about getting those things done and taken care of, ASAP, as they say. Does your loved one get their medications from the VA? That's a fairly pointed question. So a lot of veterans, and thank you for your service. Thank you very much. Get their medications from the VA, and they're very, very inexpensive. Sometimes they're at no charge. And so we want to continue to take advantage of that. Some places will work with you on that. Some places will not. Okay, so that's just really, really important. We talk about diagnosis information. Let's see, are there any swallowing issues? Are we going to need any special diets? Is there any skin breakdown issues at all? What is our height and weight? You're like, well, wait a minute, Steve, what does height and weight have to do with it? Well, it's pretty important because if you weigh over a particular weight, then there are some places that will not be able to care for you because they have a weight limitation. And that's driven by the equipment that they have in their building. Does your loved one smoke? That's a really important question because guess what? A lot of places have gone to non-smoking buildings or even campuses. So if they can't accommodate that, then it's probably not going to work for us. So all of these things are really important. Your ability to ambulate. Are there any pain management regimen that are happening? Implanted pain pumps, injections, pain patches. Are there any tubes anywhere? IVs, PICC lines, feeding tubes, PEG tubes, etc. Will dialysis be required? Any alcohol use or drug use or abuse? Let's talk about any recent hospitalizations. Have you been vaccinated against COVID-19? Now, most places have kind of relaxed on this, but some have not. So if you are against taking the vaccine, and I know a lot of people who will not take it, then that is part of our criteria. Right. So it just goes on and on. All of the cognitive related questions, all of the ADL related questions, your Medicare information, social information, all of this tells us so, so very much. So if this resonates with you and you're like, wait a minute, that sounds pretty incredible. That's a very, very thorough assessment. I just barely touched it, by the way. And if that interests you and you're like, we need to look into this for our loved one and move forward with Senior Care Consulting, I would invite you to ask for a free consultation at 913-945-2800. You can also visit our awesome new website, seniorcareconsulting.com. All right, and then I have to give a shout out to my lovely wife, Susan. I can't believe she puts up with me. But I wanted to say happy 25th wedding anniversary to Susan. Susan, you have always been by my side through this really wild ride of our life, and there's absolutely no one else that I would rather do this crazy life with than you. And I'll tell you, For our listeners, we were blessed with a beautiful daughter, and then 2 years later, surprised out of our minds and blessed with identical triplet sons. And wow, that was stressful. And let me say, my wife is about 5'3" and about 112 pounds, soaking wet, right? And she carried triplet boys with no pre-hospitalization, really no problems at all. I cannot believe it. I'm just in awe. For 32 full weeks, just shy of kind of that target. So, I mean, she just did a fantastic job. Now, I'll tell you what, if you can get through the stress of all that and bringing three preemies home early, oh, my goodness, I think we can make it through anything that comes our way. And, Susan, thank you for always having my back and supporting all of my ideas. It's been a wild ride, and that wild ride continues with the process of franchising the business. But again, Susan, thank you so much for all that you do. And thank you for saying yes when I dropped down on one knee in the middle of a restaurant so many years ago. I am so happy that God chose you for me. Happy anniversary, honey. I love you. All right, I'm Steve Kuiker, and I wish you grace and peace. May God bless you and your family on this day and always. Join me next week right here on Senior Care Live.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rhonda Rockstrom. Israeli special forces have been brought in to try to wrest control of four sites from Hamas fighters in response to this weekend's deadly incursion into southern Israel. Earlier on Sunday, Israel formally declared war and gave the green light for significant military steps to retaliate against Hamas for the surprise attack. Israeli military has tried to crush fighters still in southern towns and intensified its bombardment of the Gaza Strip, and the fighting was continuing in several locations early Monday morning. Secretary of State Blinken says he and other diplomats have been concerned that the escalating violence between the Israelis and the Palestinians would erupt into this type of violence.
The challenge is this. We brought Israelis and Palestinians together in Aqaba, in Sharm el-Sheikh, to make sure that neither took steps that could lead to conflict. And that was an ongoing effort. But Hamas was not involved because Hamas is a terrorist organization. And the difference maker here is you have a terrorist group that's undertaken these actions.
Blinken was a guest on NBC's Meet the Press. Republican members of Congress will be meeting behind closed doors earlier this week to try to find a new Speaker of the House.
Insiders say they need to reach a private consensus over the two announced contenders, Louisiana's Steve Scalise and Ohio's Jim Jordan, noting arguments last week nearly came to blows with the ouster of former Speaker Kevin McCarthy. Florida Congressman and Trump loyalist Matt Gaetz, who set the removal in motion, says on NBC's Meet the Press, it will all be worked out soon.
There won't be a single Republican, sans maybe Kevin McCarthy, who doesn't believe that we have upgraded the position. This is about ensuring long-term stability financially for our country.
Former President Donald Trump Friday endorsed Jim Jordan.
Jackie Quinn reporting. More news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
You take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend find it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. ReliefFactor.com.
A Baltic Sea gas pipeline has been shut down because of a possible leak.
Finland and Estonia say the undersea Baltic Connector pipeline running between the two countries across the Baltic Sea has been temporarily taken out of service due to a suspected leak. The Finnish and Estonian gas system operators say they noted an unusual drop in pressure in the pipeline shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday local time, after which they shut down the gas flow. The Finnish operator's given no reason for the suspected leak, and it's investigating together with its Estonian partner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Australians appear likely to reject a proposal that would create an advocate for indigenous population in a referendum outcome that some see as a victory for racism. Two opinion polls show a majority oppose enshrining in the Constitution an indigenous voice to Parliament. More news at townhall.com. It's official. Phoenix was sweltering this year.
The city has notched a record for dry heat. The National Weather Service says Phoenix monsoon season this year dropped only 0.15 inches of rainfall from June 15th to September 30th. That's the driest since the agency began keeping records in 1895. The previous mark was 0.35 inches set in 1924. Phoenix this summer experienced the hottest July and the second hottest August. The daily average temperature of 97 degrees Fahrenheit in June, July, and August passed the previous record of 96.7 set 3 years ago. John Scott reporting.
The Coast Guards rescued three people without injury from a capsized vehicle off the New Jersey coast. The operator of the 18-foot disabled boat reported it was going down Saturday afternoon in inclement weather. The Coast Guard rerouted a helicopter on a training flight, and a rescue swimmer helped hoist the victims to safety. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. It's a weekend. That means it's an opportunity to share important health information with you such that you and your family and your loved ones can improve your health and longevity. That's what this program is all about, the best of high-tech medicine, the best of natural therapies. You can call us, and we welcome your comments and questions, 877-726-8255. That number also available to you 24/7, 365. And we have some interesting recorded calls that we're going to take in just a little while. I must say that the peace and beauty of the weekend, this beautiful fall weekend in New York, has been shattered by the news that there is big trouble in the Middle East, and in particular a three-pronged attack on Israel. And So I'm going to attempt to soldier on in spite of the fact that the news in the world is not exactly uplifting this weekend. 877-726-8255. I've got lots of stories. We've got a story about how high HDL cholesterol, previously thought to be good, can be associated with a higher risk of dementia. We'll drill down on that recent study. It's got some of my listeners, people who correspond with me on social media, upset, and we'll explain what it's all about in just a few moments. 877-726-8255. Also, we'll talk about nutrigenomics and how genetic tests are beginning to be able to predict what type of diet is ideal for us. You know, vegetarian diet, carnivore diet, Mediterranean diet. Some companies are selling test kits where people can give a saliva sample and then they get a genetic analysis and it tells them what to eat. Is it ready for prime time? There's a new study that suggests that this approach may indeed eventually yield the key to who should eat what. 877-726-8255. But first I want to weigh in on Wikipedia. I came across an article in which the founder of Wikipedia was interviewed. He's a guy named Larry Sanger, and he is being quoted as saying, "I no longer trust the website I created." Now, Wikipedia is a great resource. You know, maybe I want to look up some historical fact, like, you know, a big article on Genghis Khan or the Russo-Japanese War. They go into excruciating detail about historical facts, and so I find it quite fascinating. I use Wikipedia regularly, but when it comes to some topics, Wikipedia is highly biased and, in fact, captured by certain elitist, narrow interests. So Larry Sanger, when interviewed by a guy named Freddie Sayers, is quoted as saying that, "I no longer trust the website I created." Some statistics. Wikipedia is the world's fifth largest website. It pulls in an estimated 6.1 billion followers per month. And the online encyclopedia's influence is so great that it's the most read reference work in history, with as many as 56 million editions. So it's got a lot of influence, and a lot of people believe that Wikipedia is authoritative. The problem is that Wikipedia began with a commitment to neutrality, which, according to its founder, Larry Sanger, was abandoned after 2009. And I've been noticing this. I've been noticing that in articles about politics, in articles in particular in my bailiwick, which is health, the entries on Wikipedia tend to be very biased towards a party line. He says that Wikipedia has become increasingly partisan, primarily espousing an establishment viewpoint that increasingly represents propaganda. That, says Sanger, is why he left the site in 2007, describing it as broken beyond repair. So if you look at articles that Wikipedia has, you can see how they're simply mouthing the view of the World Health Organization and the CDC on COVID, for example. And they take their marching orders from establishment mouthpieces like Anthony Fauci. There's kind of a global enforcement of a certain point of view, which Sanger says is amazing to him as a libertarian. So in particular, and, you know, let's not even venture into the realm of politics because, facts and truth in politics are highly mutable depending on your perspective. But let's look in the realm that intelligent medicine covers. Sanger says Eastern medicine is basically called quackery in dismissive, quite judgmental language and so forth. It's done without any compunctions at all. So, for example, I'm looking here at the entry in Wikipedia on naturopathy. Naturopathy, we've interviewed a lot of NDs, naturopathic physicians, who are well-trained and very, very expert in their areas of expertise, whether it's gastrointestinal health or integrative oncology or integrative neurology. We've talked to quite a few of them, and they're very gifted, very well-trained. Here's what they say in Wikipedia, and I'm quoting, "Naturopathy or naturopathic medicine is a form of alternative medicine, a wide array of pseudoscientific practices branded as, quote, natural," and these are in quotes, you know, Dr. Evil quotes, quote, "non-invasive or promoting, quote, self-healing, are employed by its practitioners who are known as naturopaths. Difficult to generalize, the treatments range from outright quackery, like homeopathy." Has homeopathy really been conclusively demonstrated to be outright quackery? Yes, I know it's controversial. "To widely accepted practices like certain forms of psychotherapy." "Naturopathic practitioners commonly recommend against following modern medical practices, including but not limited to medical testing, drugs, vaccinations, and surgery. Instead, naturopathic practice relies on unscientific notions, often leading naturopaths to diagnoses and treatments that have no factual merit. Naturopathy is considered by the medical profession to be ineffective and harmful, raising ethical questions about its practice. In addition to condemnations and criticism from the medical community, such as the American Cancer Societies, naturopaths have repeatedly been denounced as and accused of being charlatans and practicing quackery." Oh, so this is what they say, and they go on and on about naturopathy and their entry on naturopathy. What about acupuncture? Acupuncture is something of unquestioned value. Not every acupuncture procedure is completely safe or effective. There's some acupuncture which I think, you know, may not make a big dent in people's medical conditions, but there are numerous blinded, placebo-controlled studies which look at the efficacy of acupuncture in a variety of problems, pain problems, and so on, that validate its use. And besides, it is a common practice in many parts of the world and has a lot of legitimacy. Here's what they say, Wikipedia, and I'm quoting, "Acupuncture is a form of alternative medicine, a component of traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, in which thin needles are inserted in the body. Acupuncture is a pseudoscience. The theories and practices of TCM are not based on scientific knowledge, and it has been characterized as quackery." Okay? They also say, "The conclusions of trials and systematic reviews of acupuncture generally provide no good evidence of benefit, which suggests that it is not an effective method of health care." Well, well, well. So much for Wikipedia's neutrality. So much for Wikipedia's objectivity when it comes to certain subjects. So my advice to you is when you're looking stuff up on Wikipedia, take it with a huge grain of salt, because the bias is inherent in there. And why that is that certain groups, the quackbusters, the skeptics, have undertaken a concerted campaign to insert their opinions and edit articles about subjects that they know little about. And ultimately, the information that you're getting is highly biased in one direction, not objective, not balanced, not, decidedly not, intelligent medicine. 877-726-8255. We welcome your phone calls. We're going to call on some of our recorded calls in just a moment. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes. The number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
With frequent wildfires contributing to airborne pollution and the fall allergy season upon us, it's time to buttress your respiratory health with Breathe Clear from my friends at NT Factor. Breathe Clear with NT Factor combines the benefits of NT Factor's breakthrough lipids formula with powerful bioflavonoids and amino acids. Together, they've been shown to restore energy, repair the damage to cells caused by wildfire pollution, decrease allergic reactions, reduce sinus congestion, and open blood vessels. Breathe Clear with NT Factor is the best formulation available for tackling both allergies and the free radical damage caused by wildfire smoke. For a limited time, buy one container of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get a bottle of Breathe Clear with NT Factor free. That's a $27 value. Just go to ntfactor.com. That's ntfactor.com. Arm yourself with the protective power of NT Factor Lipids Powder and get Breathe Clear with NT Factor absolutely free, and breathe freely while supporting your body's fight against allergies and free radicals.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win.
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, friends. RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their fifth annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many shelter animals find loving homes, including hard-to-adopt underdogs. Learn more at Subaru.com/Make a Dogs Day.
A regular dose of intelligent medicine injected directly into your inbox.
subscribe to Dr. Hoffman's free newsletter. Just go to drhoffman.com.
Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. And Andy from Long Island, how are you listening to Intelligent Medicine today?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. A few weeks ago, perhaps, you had a guest on and discussed the heart rate variability. And I don't believe I ever heard you discuss it before. And I believe they said that 50 to 70 is the minimum that you want to get it in. Well, I have a Apple Watch, and it's been monitoring me, and my average for a year is 23. So, but I feel good. I play ball. You know, I'm 74.
Okay.
Is this a concern?
Okay, so, yeah, let's discuss heart rate variability, or HRV. And this is based on the idea that, you know, people think, you know, their heart rate's pretty regular. You're like, da-dum. Da-dum, 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 with a constant interval, an exactly identical interval between heartbeats. And indeed, in a what's called a cardiac arrhythmia, there can be wild variations between the intervals. So you can have ba-dum, 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 dum, dum. Just a very, this is called an irregular heartbeat, which could be any one of several types. Atrial flutter or atrial fibrillation are among the irregular heartbeats. But actually, it is normal to have something called sinus arrhythmia, which means that in a healthy young individual, the variations between the individual heartbeats change, that the intervals are different. And to the extent that they're different, they change with breathing and they change with other factors in the nervous system, because the nervous system actually controls the heart rate. And so you can get through various instrumentation, including your Apple Watch, what's called HRV, which is heart rate variability. And so what they're saying is that you want a higher variability, which is associated with youth and health. Your numbers are lower, but you should probably be compared to other 74-year-old individuals. You know, so maybe, just maybe, that's okay, because there is a tendency for heart rate variability to decline as you age. Also, certain factors are involved in heart rate variability. So, for example, if you got a bad night of sleep, or maybe you tied one on with too many drinks the night before, or maybe you're subject to stress or depression, or maybe you're just poorly conditioned, or you're under the weather, you know, you've got a flu coming on or something like that, your heart rate variability will decrease. And that is sometimes a subtle sign of some underlying health problem. So the devices that now calculate, first of all, you can't just do it by listening to your heart, you know, with a stethoscope or putting your finger on your pulse. This has to be done with an instrument. And there's a little program, an algorithm inside your Apple Watch. Usually that's done via an app, which can calculate this and render, you know, fairly accurate facsimile of what your HRV is. Some of these, you know, wearable devices are not perfect. They're a little less than, you know, rigorous than what you would get if you did an EKG with leads on your chest under, you know, experimental conditions. But they do give us a clue as to our underlying health and fitness. And so, yes, I would strive for a higher number, because paradoxically, the higher your variability, the better off you are. The lower your variability, the more regular you are, the less that you have a suppleness of nervous system response that's associated with optimal health. So I think it's an intriguing technology. There's also technology that helps people optimize their HRV. There's training that you can do with biofeedback that is said to improve your heart rate variability, with ultimately good consequences for your health, not just of your heart, but your overall health. So there you have it. 877-726-8255. Thanks, Andy, for that call. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. More coming up on today's Intelligent Medicine. We'll be right back.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the clutter factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the death of the salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. It's worked for 250,000 businesses worldwide. It'll work for you. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands that I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue, open and free, every other Sunday, right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. RC here, Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Medicine, Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number, and you're invited to call us with comments or questions this weekend. And we've got some recorded calls we're also going to get to momentarily. But first, this study has produced some consternation among people. I got a message from one of my followers on Facebook, a faithful follower, who is concerned about a study that says that high-density lipoprotein, HDL cholesterol, when it's too high, it can be associated with an increased dementia risk. Okay? So the study is entitled Both Low and High-Density Lipoprotein Cholesterol and Dementia Risk Over 17 Years of Follow-Up. So they looked at these individuals, and they found that both a low HDL, we know that HDL is the so-called good cholesterol, and when your HDL is low, you're at higher risk for cardiovascular disease. And you, according to the study, logically enough, may also be at risk for dementia because whatever clogs the arteries in the heart is likely to clog the arteries in the brain, leading to circulatory problems, mini strokes, and brain deterioration. That makes sense. So what happens when you get a very high HDL? Is it absolutely protective? And we've already gotten intimations of this from studies that show that people with the very highest HDLs are often protected from cardiovascular disease, but sometimes paradoxically tend to have a higher risk. And that happens when HDL gets around 110, sometimes as high as 125 or 135. That's exceptionally high. And then, for some unknown reason, HDL ceases to become protective and becomes a liability. And so this study shows that in people with the very highest HDL, there was a 15% increase in dementia risk. Now, that's not very much. That is a small increase. And overall, I would say that the vast majority of people with high HDLs are protected from cardiovascular disease. It just may be that some people are not protected. And by the way, this is an association, not causation. It doesn't mean that a high HDL causes dementia, just that for some reason, a high HDL may be associated with risk of dementia. We know that certain diseases can increase HDL. For example, alcoholism, which is very bad for the brain, increases HDL. You get a nice high HDL from drinking a lot of booze. You also get a higher HDL when you're taking drugs like steroids and insulin. That will also raise your HDL. Interestingly, they developed drugs in the past decade which are aimed at raising HDL. They thought this would be the key to reducing the risk of cardiovascular disease. They're called CETP inhibitors. And the pharmaceutical industry literally spent hundreds of millions and perhaps billions of dollars invested in these drugs, and they crashed and burned because ultimately they raised HDL, but the HDL wasn't protective. And that may be that HDL is a little more complex than what we used to think. It's not just one thing. There's good HDL, and there's not so good HDL, and maybe there's even harmful HDL, and by artificially inflating HDL with drugs, that may not be the key to cardiovascular protection. And in fact, some of these drugs that increase HDL paradoxically may increase the risk of macular degeneration. That's the problem in developing these drugs. These drugs may still hold promise, but ultimately initial trials have been disappointing. So the take-home message is don't freak out if you have a high HDL. It doesn't mean you're doomed to dementia, but maybe, just maybe, HDL isn't the end-all and be-all of cardiovascular protection. 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. And let me just mention that I'm a big proponent of CBD, that's cannabidiol, to tonify the endocannabinoid system. That's a system that regulates many of our most critical bodily functions, such as learning and memory, emotional processing, and sleep, as well as temperature and pain control and inflammatory and immune responses. The CBD brand that I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection. It's a sleep gummy. The Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, which are rich and bold, the highest potency available. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve sleep gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies. All right, 877-726-8255, our number. That number available to you 24/7, 365. And we got a caller that we want to talk to. Let's hear it.
Hi, do you have any thoughts on the GOLO diet? And also, do you have anything you can recommend for insulin resistance? I thank you for your time, and you have a good day.
Okay, so there's the GOLO diet is a popular online diet program, which in concept is actually pretty wholesome because it's the idea that at least for a high percentage of people, low-carb diets work. And it's based on the idea that if you have insulin resistance, and by no means all people have insulin resistance, nor do all overweight people have insulin resistance, but it's a pretty common feature of people who have overweight. And by reducing carbs, it's a pretty darn good way to get people to lose weight. So there is a lot of information on the GOLO site about the behavioral things, about recipes and specific diet recommendations to go low carb. The problem is, how do they monetize that? Because, giving out free information, okay, fine. What do they do to make money? And the way they do it is through a little bit of a sleight of hand. In order to access the information, you have to buy a GOLO supplement. And their GOLO supplement is a little pricey at, $50-$60 a month. And then when you buy the product, it's a supplement, that you get access to the GOLO program. And then there are testimonials, and people show that they lost scads and scads of weight. They have before and after pictures. And I think it can work because it actually is a pretty sensible diet program. It's, reducing your carbs. That totally makes sense. But that's something you can do for free without the supplement. And I have, pulled up the supplement facts on the GOLO supplement. And it's a little bit middling in terms of its contents. It's got some magnesium, and magnesium is helpful for insulin resistance, but it doesn't have much. It's only got 15 milligrams of magnesium. It's got a little zinc, very small amount of zinc, so you won't get in trouble taking that. It's got a little chromium. Chromium has been shown in some studies to be helpful for diabetes. Does it help people lose weight? I think a couple of studies that show it works, but a lot of studies show that it doesn't help people lose weight automatically. And then it's got what's called a proprietary blend. And a proprietary blend is something that in the field of nutrition and supplementation, I'm not fond of because it means it's some kind of secret formula where they don't tell you how much of each component you get. But, it's proprietary, so they don't want somebody else to steal their unique formula. And what's in it? Some rhodiola, which is good for stress. And, since stress may be, part of what impedes weight loss, high cortisol can get in the way of losing weight. Maybe it could be helpful, but we don't know how much rhodiola is in there, if there's an effective amount. There's a little inositol. Inositol can be helpful for PCOS, which is a major cause of weight gain, polycystic ovarian syndrome in women. But it takes a lot of inositol to have that effect on insulin resistance, and I'm not sure how much is going to be in a 500 milligram capsule. you know, even if you take three a day. Then there's some berberine. Berberine is good for insulin resistance. That's been demonstrated. But how much berberine is in this, I don't know. Gardenia extract, banaba, salacia extract, and apple extract, which has some polyphenols, but I don't know how much of that is in there. And, you know, do polyphenols actually help people lose weight? It's a little dubious. So the issue I have with the Golo is that you're paying relatively exorbitant amount for a supplement of, you know, sort of meh value. It's got some of the right things in it, but how much is unclear and maybe not enough to make a difference. Certainly it's no magic weight loss pill. You know, it's no Ozempic. It's no Rybelsus. It's no Wegovy. It's not going to magically melt the pounds off you. So I think the preferable route is to find out all you can about, a low-carb diet and adhere to the low-carb diet. And you don't necessarily need to buy the Golo supplement. You can get good quality berberine. You can take some magnesium in significant amounts. You can take rhodiola in stress formulas that ultimately may cost you less than subscribing to their supplement program, which, you know, is one of those auto-renewal things where you keep getting packages every month. You know, that's my take on Golo. 877-726-8255, our number. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is Intelligent Medicine.
Do you know there is a silent killer living among us? High blood pressure. It affects nearly 50% of all American adults and is a primary risk factor for stroke and heart attack. The CDC estimates that almost one-third of those with high blood pressure don't even know they have it. That's not surprising, since high blood pressure, or hypertension, is often symptomless. Research studies have shown that a daily dose of aged garlic extract can safely and effectively help to reduce blood pressure, as well as benefiting a number of other cardiovascular risks. And the most researched and highly respected aged garlic extract is Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Odorless and organically grown, Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract has been clinically shown to support healthy blood pressure and cardiovascular health. So along with getting your blood pressure checked regularly, get Kyolic Formula 109 for blood pressure and cardiovascular support today. Kyolic Blood Pressure Health Formula 109 is available at natural health stores nationwide and online.
I'm a big proponent of CBD to tonify the endocannabinoid system, which regulates many of our most critical bodily functions. The CBD brand I take and recommend to my patients is Plus CBD from CV Sciences, which is now proud to introduce a new innovation to their Reserve Collection, a sleep gummy. The new Reserve Collection is a specially curated blend of full-spectrum cannabinoids, rich and bold. The Reserve Collection products are for when intense support is needed. Reserve Sleep Gummies build on their unique Reserve Collection formula with effective sleep-focused ingredients to better prepare you for bed each night. Wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to take on the day with Reserve Sleep Gummies. All of Plus CBD's products are backed by science with clinically researched active ingredients. To learn more and to order, visit pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman30 for 30% off. That's pluscbdoil.com/Hoffman for Plus CBD's new Reserve Collection Sleep Gummies.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460.
Galaxy as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
/book.
A mentor program director from my L.A. radio days would remind the on-air talent that our job every time we opened the microphone was to elicit a positive emotional response, something that would encourage or uplift our audience in a way that would cause him or her to be thankful for being there at that moment in time. Hi, this is Bill Martinez, man of God, nationally syndicated radio host, former Marine, and award-winning marketing professional. Now, radio is an emotional medium, and this idea caught on and grew the station's popularity to unprecedented audience numbers. This idea impacted me so that I started applying it to other areas of my life with my family and business encounters. It was almost immediate and changed my perspective. Imagine what would happen if we approached all our encounters with the objective of eliciting a positive emotional response, especially today when contention is getting more attention than it deserves. I found this concept to have universal appeal and application. Try it and see for yourself.
For more information about the Bill Martinez Show, go to BillMartinezShow.com.
Subscribe to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast, updated several times weekly. Go to drhoffman.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you on a weekend. Our number 877-726-8255. That number you can use anytime during the week if a question or a comment should occur to you. So let's hear one of those.
I really wanted to find out any pertinent information that might pertain to my son who is in his fourth stage liver disease condition, and while things seem so bleak, I don't want him to give up. I don't want to give up, and I wonder if there is some kind of recommendation on health that might, he notices the liquid in his stomach seems to be recurring more often. If you could please just discuss, I'd appreciate it. Thank you.
Okay, so this is a really serious problem, is that in what's called end-stage liver disease, it's usually caused by cirrhosis, the liver fails and fluid accumulates in the abdomen. It's called ascites. And the only treatment for it is to obtain the liver transplant because, as Hemingway once said when in one of his novels, I think it's The Sun Also Rises, one character asks another, how did you go bankrupt? And the answer is gradually, then suddenly. And that's the way it is with liver disease. It kind of gradually creeps up on you, and then it reaches a critical point where very quickly liver function deteriorates, and it can become life-threatening. So what can be done nutritionally? Well, nutrition matters, but, you know, ultimately the fix is to get a liver transplant. There's no way around that. There's no comeback trail with vitamins, minerals, or diet change. But you can ameliorate the problem by making sure that patients get adequate branch chain amino acids, because there's a wasting process that goes on when your liver's not working. You need to get adequate protein, but not all proteins are equal. It's specifically the branch chain amino acids that are important for supporting muscle and general bodily functions when you have cirrhosis. So, and, you know, gastroenterologists, hepatologists know this, and they often administer special formulas to people. Generally, foods that are high in branched chain amino acids and avoid the amino acids that are harmful to the liver include dairy, protein and vegetable protein. And vegetable protein has another benefit because it offers fiber, and fiber is important because you need to move your bowels, because when you don't and you become constipated with liver failure, you develop what's called encephalopathy. And patients with liver failure are often given laxatives to help move things along so that toxins from the gastrointestinal tract don't go up the portal vein into the liver, and ultimately, which can't handle them or detoxify them, and then it goes to the brain, and you get a form of encephalopathy, which is, you know, characterized by movement problems and confusion. Also, it may be helpful to use the supplement SAMe, because it helps to support liver function and it's a detoxifier. Glutathione may play a role here, because the liver normally synthesizes glutathione, but when it doesn't work, it's not making any glutathione. Perhaps N-acetylcysteine may be helpful, too, as a glutathione building block. Also, there actually is some research showing that probiotics may be helpful, because liver failure is a condition where the inability of the bacteria in the microbiome to be filtered out from the liver. Toxins get produced by harmful bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract. They go right to the liver. And by giving probiotics, we can help to suppress the growth of the bad bacteria, encourage the growth of beneficial bacteria. There's a lot of research now going on about the benefits of probiotics in liver failure. But it's these measures are kind of band-aids which slow the progression and may improve to some degree quality of life, but ultimately the solution is to get that liver transplant. That is the only decisive fix for this condition. All right. There's this thing called nutrigenomics. Nutrigenomics is the science of looking at the genes to determine what supplements might you need more of. For example, there's some people who have weak vitamin D pathways. They may need more vitamin D. That may answer the question as to why some people do fine on, you know, with a little bit of sunlight, maybe a multivitamin that has some vitamin D, and other people require really heroic doses of vitamin D to get adequate levels. Same thing for B12, same thing with folate, same thing with B6, same thing with many nutrients, where a genetic pathway has something to do with the uptake and utilization or need for some of these nutrients, either increases or decreases based on your heredity. There are any number of programs where you can send a saliva sample and you can say, then they'll tell you whether you should be a vegetarian, whether you should be an omnivore, whether you should be a carnivore. And I got to say, they're not yet ready for prime time. I've used some of them. They're not yet ready. But big study. Large study found 3 genes strongly linked to vegetarianism. These genes speak to the capacity of the body to transform certain nutrients into things that ordinarily you'd get in meat. So, for example, the ability to get ALA, which is from nuts and seeds or flax and certain vegetables, the body can transform it to some degree or another to EPA and DHA, which is necessary for brain function and a variety of things that the body needs, cardiovascular prevention and so on. But vegetarians, strict vegetarians, they don't eat any meat or fish. They're not going to get a lot of EPA or DHA. And there are genetic factors that they're now zeroing in on that help to determine whether you can safely be a vegetarian, whether it works well for you, or whether you really should be on an omni diet, including generous portions of animal protein. This new research, based on over 300,000 individuals in the UK Biobank, they're making progress in determining what it is genetically that determines what our ideal diet is. It may have something to do with ancestry, where your ancestors came from, whether it was a place where they ate a lot of meat or whether they relied on vegetable foods. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255, our number.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family.
Hi, I'm Tim Scarborough, host of Shasta Outdoors. As an outreach of It Does My Soul Well, we bring to you each week guest news and information about the great outdoors. There are so many wonderful opportunities to get out there and enjoy hiking, kayaking, fishing, horseback riding, hunting, and the list goes on of things we get to enjoy in Northern California. Shasta Outdoors, Friday evenings from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on KCNR.
The Stillwater Powwow is back at the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through 8th, with free admission for all ages. See beautiful dancers, hear powerful drummers, and experience the celebration of Native American culture and history. Proudly brought to you by the Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino. The Stillwater Powwow and the Redding Rodeo Grounds, October 6th through the 8th. For information, visit stillwaterpowwow.com. Brought to you by the Potters, this station, and other proud sponsors.
Spotify. Get ready for great fall family fun at Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest, taking place Saturday, October 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. featuring local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 14th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
Action on that request. Brigadier General Daniel Hagari with the Israeli Defense Forces says the attacks by Hamas this weekend inside Israel have been notably brutal.
This weekend, Hamas started a war against Israel with the worst massacre of innocent civilians in Israel's history. Hamas was more barbaric and more brutal than ISIS.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says senators were briefed by senior State Department and Pentagon officials and given assurances the U.S. was giving Israel everything they need. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says the U.S. is sending a host of military ships and aircraft to the region, and he also said it was providing the Israeli Defense Forces with additional equipment, including munitions. Meanwhile, Schumer is heading to China on a delegation, the first congressional trip to that country in 4 years. He says the U.S. does not want to cut economic ties with the world's largest economy, but seeking a level playing field so American companies can compete freely. Speaking with the Salem News Channel, Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan warned about the dangers which China poses to the U.S.
I'm talking about Xi Jinping and China. It's something that actually unites a lot of Republicans. It doesn't divide us, and I think we have to start talking about it in that way and ditch the phrase Ukraine supplemental and talk about the broader context of the authoritarian challenges that we're facing with China as the pacing threat for this century.
Check out the latest news and read the best analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
A battle is raging over carrots.
The conflict over the groundwater where they're growing carrots northwest of Los Angeles. The Cuyama Basin Groundwater Sustainability Agency has adopted plans to scale back groundwater pumping in adherence with a 2014 state law. But a lawsuit filed by two major carrot companies, Grimway Farms and Bolthouse Farms, says the plan's unduly focused on them. The legal fight that has dragged small farmers, ranchers, and others into court has prompted a boycott campaign and possibly portends a new wave of legal challenges over water. John Scott reporting.
A federal judge delayed a decision on a request to block a scaled-back public health order from Governor Michelle Grisham, suspending the right to carry firearms in most Albuquerque area public parks and playgrounds. That legal standoff, one of many in the wake of the Supreme Court decision last year expanding gun rights. Leaders in politically liberal-leaning states are exploring new avenues for restrictions. Townhall.com. An aging lighthouse back in business.
A 150-year-old beacon that helped guide ships through the Florida Keys before GPS, sonar, and other technology made it obsolete is shining once again. A community group spending $6 million to restore and preserve the Alligator Reef Lighthouse, which turned on its new solar-powered lights over the weekend. The lighthouse began operating in 1873 and stayed lit until 2013. Jason Walker reporting.
The government's poised to order a recall of millions of airbag inflators. A potential manufacturing flaw could send metal shrapnel rocketing through a car interior. The airbags made by ARC Automotive of Tennessee, at least 25 million vehicles could be affected, but ARC maintains there's no safety defect. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This message comes to you from our sponsor, Subaru. Join Subaru in celebrating their 5th annual National Make a Dogs Day on October 22nd, a day to do something special for all dogs. This day, combined with the Subaru Loves Pets initiative, has helped many...
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Get ready for great fall family fun at Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest, taking place Saturday, October 14th from 5 to 8 p.m. Featuring local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. Oktoberfest at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 14th. Tickets and info at turtlebay.org.
American Ironworks.
specializing in custom fabrication, from designer gates, decorative railings, handmade furnishings, to giant works of art. With over 20 years of experience in Northern California, American Ironworks provides the highest quality of craftsmanship for your home or commercial space. American Ironworks also offers hand-sketched and 3D graphic designs to help bring your concept to reality. Visit our website and social media at American Ironworks or call 530-949-0710, 530-949-0710.
No, smile, Luigi. I'm only trying to cheer you up. From the whole neighborhood, somebody is bound to have one old coat he wants to get rid of, and there you are.
Oh, sure, so you really like the saver?
Sure, and twice as sweet. Well, Luigi, I gotta go now. Goodbye, and cheer up. Remember, be like me, always smiling, happy, laughing. Oh, my rheumatism is killing me.
All the clothes, I'm a cash, all the clothes.
Luigi, what are you celebrating about? The New Year's was 3 days ago.
Pasquale, I'm a don't need your help. For sure, Susan, just give me a wonderful idea.
Oh, fine thing. You listen to that delicatessen, the man of Schultz. What is that going to get you? Nothing. He's got a lesser brains in his little finger than I got in my whole head. Look, why you don't stop with this crazy closer business? Always are you looking to help somebody else. Help yourself for a change.
But, Pasquale, remember what they say. It's more blessed to give than to receive.
Sure, if you're a price fighter. Look, Luigi, I'm still willing to help you out. I got 23 garments just itching to jump on you Uncle Pietro's back. All you gotta do is marry Rosa. What do you say?
No.
Please, Luigi, just once.
No.
I'm just told Rosa she should do anything to make you happy. You can't be alone all of your life. Even the Lone Rangers you got as a horse. So why don't you marry Rosa?
Pasquale, I don't want a horse.
Luigi,
Please, I'm going to go now.
But a little... So he's a walk out of me, eh? Going to go around and buy an old coat. Ooh, I think I know just how to fix that little puppy squeak. I'm going to call the city hall to fix him good. Hello, give me the business license to the department. I teach him to turn it down on my Rosa. Hello, license to the department that... Certain fella named Luigi Basco is going around the whole state of street neighborhood buying all the clothes without a license. That's very bad, eh? You going to send out an inspector? Good. Now we see who's going to have the last to laugh. By the time Luigi gets you through, he's going to be happy to settle for any license. Maybe even a marriage license.
All the clothes, the hammer, cash, she missed me. Well, Uncle Pietro is still in need of that Dakota. Hammer, cash, all the clothes.
Hey, look, mister, what do you want, trouble?
No, lady, overcoat.
You want me to call a cop?
You think he's got the one?
Hey, get up.
Mamma mia, nobody's answered. Maybe I'm a treading in the door, see what's happening. Please, mister, maybe you...
Look, bud, if it's vacuum cleaners, we got one. Magazines I don't read. I got no dough for any charity, and I don't want a chance on a raffle. So what do you want?
Huh? I want all the clothes you got there.
Yeah, and I'm wearing them.
Please, I'm a pet cashier. Maybe you got something that's old in the house?
Yeah, I have. My mother-in-law, but she's sleeping. Now, don't bother me.
Please, I'm a cashier. Please.
Hey, fun.
Huh?
You, come here. Want to buy a coat?
Sure.
I got just the one for you. This is a great buy. This coat is hot.
Good. My Uncle Pietro, he can use a hot...
It's fine.
Does it cost much money?
Believe me, it's a steal.
Oh, I don't want anything. It's a steal.
Hey, look, Buster, save the jokes, will you? This coat is hot, but it ain't stolen. I got it from a fence.
From a fence?
Well, sure. I get plenty of stuff off of this fence.
Hey, you're lucky. I'm a past 100 of the back of yards. I'm going to see one of caught on any fence.
Hey, look, I ain't got no time to stand around here chewing a rag.
What?
Chewing the rag.
What's the matter? You got a toothache?
Hey, look, you want to buy this coat or not?
Please, I want very much to buy this coat. How much do you want for it?
$3.
$3 are good. I'm a buy.
It's a deal. Here's the coat.
And thank you. Here's the $3. Please, you saw them yourself.
Hey, stop this, wise guy. $3 is $30. Don't you understand English?
Sure, but I'm guessing maybe was both went to different night schools.
All right, what do you say? Ain't gonna argue. You got the $30?
What? Wait, please. I'm like to buy, but a $30.
What's the matter? Ain't the coat worth it?
Sure, it's a beautiful coat. Soft, warm, nice lining. Big pockets. Hey, how's it possible a coat should have such a big pockets?
Well, the guy who owned this coat used to pack his rods there.
Pack his rods?
Yeah.
Mamma mia, what a funny place to hang the curtains.
All right, look, break it up, Mac. You don't want to buy.
No, wait. You was the one at $30 for the coat?
Check.
Oh, you take a check, huh?
No, strictly cash.
You mean real money?
Check.
That's what I said.
Well, why did I ever apply for a parole? Come on, will you hand back the coat?
Hey, you buying old clothes?
Yeah.
I'm a city license inspector.
Uh-oh. License?
Well, I hope that you two gentlemen will excuse. I am due to deliver a lecture at the YMCA.
Oh, wait a minute. You're Luigi Basco, aren't you?
Yeah, that's me, yes.
Did you buy this coat from that man?
Not yet.
Well, good. Before you do any more of this buying, you'll have to get a license.
Well, then I can go, Inspector?
Sure.
Well, thank you, Inspector. It gives me a deep sense of gratification to know that we got people like you protecting us honest, law-abiding citizens. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, I see you come back without a coat. What's the matter? You having a trouble, little pumpkin head?
Pasquale, please, I'm having so much trouble, I'm going to forget everything.
You want to forget, huh? Luigi, how can you forget that my 23 pieces of clothes are hanging in the closet and you, Uncle Pietro, freezing to death?
What?
Don't forget those winters in Italy, Luigi. They're mean. Worse than California. Maybe right now, just because of your stubbornness, your Uncle Pietro is laying in a single bed with a double pneumonia. That's a lot.
Please, Pasquale.
Luigi, look, I'm not asking you to make this a bigger sacrifice for my daughter, Rosa. It's for your own frostbitten flesh and blood. Because of you, everybody's probably calling him Uncle Pietro the Human Popsicle. Now, just think of that, the picture.
No, stop, Pasquale, please. I can't face it.
Then I call in a Rosa.
I can't face that either.
Luigi, you got your choice. Uncle Pietro or Rosa?
That's right. Is a frost or a fat? All right, Pasquale, call her in.
That's what I like, a weakling. Rosa! Rosa! Yes, my little pie face. Rosa, say hello to Luigi.
Hello, Luigi.
Hello, Rosa.
Rosa, I've got good news for you. Luigi's just asking me to be his father-in-law. You know what that's going to make you?
His mother-in-law.
Oh, shut up your face. Luigi, you're never going to be sorry with her. Only yesterday, I said to her, Rosa, you do everything possible to make Luigi happy.
And I said I'd do anything, Papa. Luigi, kiss me.
All right, Luigi. Come here, Luigi. Don't run away. Come here. Look, my boy, we're going to go to my closet and you pick out any clothes that you want, even the camel's hair. I'm opening up the closet. Where's the coats or the suits? The closet's empty.
Empty?
Yes, and what's happened to all of my clothes? Who's responsible for this?
Me, Papa.
You, why?
You told me to do anything for Luigi.
Yes.
So I sent all your clothes to Uncle Pietro.
And so, Mamma Mia, soon Uncle Pietro is going to get to his account. One favor I'm like to ask you. You see, Mamma Mia, winters are very cold here in Chicago. So if Uncle Pietro can spare one of his coats, please, he should send one to me. That's right, the Pasquale can use it. You'll have a son, Luigi Basco, the immigrant.
From January 3rd, 1950, with J. Carroll Nash as Luigi, Alan Reed as Pasquale, and Hans Conried as Schultz. I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wynn Radio was It's a Murderous Story from the Mole Mystery Theater. Known as Solo Performance, it begins right after this.
Before we begin, everyone do me a favor. Thanks. Read a little thing I wrote called the Federalist Papers. Yeah. I explain how a nation's unlikely to survive without a strong central government to keep it alive. When I lost the central bank, Jefferson called me ill. Now you have my face to thank on every $10 bill. When America was cash-strapped, I pushed past that. Now some sicko makes crypto, and our nation backtracks.
Decentralized currency, yes, I invented it. I'm sure many governments wish they had prevented it. The national cash is how they keep control. But freedom to the people was my ultimate goal. Yeah, my pseudonym, a group of men, it doesn't even matter. Nope. I invented Bitcoin because fiat is a disaster. A man from Japan or a damn hologram. I'm the reason open season on crypto began.
Does anybody know what this crypto thing means? Nope. To me, sounds like the new get-rich-quick scheme. A bunch of fools from across the land investing in something they don't even understand. Buying Litecoin cash, Bitcoin cash. It's all gonna crash and be gone in a flash. All this unsupported money's in a rational frame. And I'll be laughing all the way to my national bank.
Yeah, dude, super funny. As if banks these days still help people make money. The rich get richer and we follow like we're all sheep. The banks serve Wall Street. Crypto serves all streets. The interest in crypto's on rapid ascent. What's your current interest? Like 0.5%?
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle. Right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
What's being hidden from us? About the COVID-19 scenario? About covert climate engineering operations that are wreaking havoc with weather all over the world? About the totality of unfolding and accelerating global environmental collapse? If you're willing to face and investigate shocking, verifiable realities that mainstream media sources and their distract and divide talking heads will never tell you, tune into the commercial-free, non-political Global Alert News Hour, Saturday at 11 a.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
I just get mine from Vista.
Don't say it. Don't do it.
If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No. Business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor, My Father, Connecticut. My Father, Connecticut features a well-aged selection of Nicaraguan tobaccos. A smooth Ecuadorian Connecticut wrapper highlights rich, creamy flavors with nutty nuances in any time of day type of smoke with a fantastic draw. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It was over. The most difficult performance of my career. I had played the part of Lee Hamill, theatrical producer, with Lee's body lying not 15 feet away. I suppose I'd had better roles, more artistic ones, that is, but never a tougher one. This one had lasted 5.5 hours, and my life hanging on every minute of it. Looking back, I can see now how inevitable that performance was from that night 2 weeks before when I waited for Elspeth at Luigi's.
Hey, Mr. Perry, you order dinner now?
No, not yet, Luigi. I'm still waiting for my wife. She's late for some reason.
Yes, I can see. You wait for 2 hours. And look what you do to the tablecloth, Mr. Perry. Writing all over it like that. That's not nice. The laundry, she complains, is hard to get out.
I'm sorry, Luigi. Bring me a glass of Chianti, will you?
Yes, Mr. Perry. Glass of Chianti.
Oh, Albert, I'm sorry I'm late. My poor starved darling.
Well, finally.
I've kept you waiting. Have you ordered yet?
Just a glass of wine.
One glass? Luigi, bring a whole bottle. We're celebrating, darling.
Celebrating what? Your arrival?
I got the part. What do you think of that, my sweet? Isn't it wonderful?
Well, sure, that's great news. But why did it take this long?
Oh, well, you know how Lee Hamill likes to talk. And then after he decided to give me the part, he had to go into a long discourse on how to interpret the role. I'd have called if I could, but I just couldn't interrupt him. And when I finally did break away, I didn't want to lose a minute.
The Chianti, Mr. Perry.
Chianti? It should be champagne.
Oh, you know as well as I do, we can't even afford this.
Oh, but we can. I'll be getting $500 a week. Think of that. Oh, darling, I didn't tell you. I think there's a part for you, the part of Tony. He's just your type. When I see Lee tomorrow, I'll talk to him about it.
No, save your breath. I saw him last week.
You did? You didn't tell me.
Well, there was nothing to tell.
But what did he say?
He said there was nothing for me in the play. Nothing.
Oh, but that was last week, darling. Now he may feel different, especially if I ask him.
If you ask him?
I'll turn on the fatal charm.
Why, you'll do nothing of the kind, not with that wolf.
Silly, I'm kidding. But you just leave it to me, darling. We'll be a husband and wife team yet. I can see it now. Night Cafe, a Lee Hamill production starring Albert and Ellsworth Perry. Albert?
Well, look at you. What's the occasion?
I'm going downtown to meet Lee.
Well, what for? Rehearsals aren't starting already, are they?
No, but he wants to discuss the play with me. And that gives me just the opportunity I want, you know, to ask him about you.
Look, baby, I just assume you didn't. Any favor Hamill does for anyone has to be paid for. What time will you be home?
Oh, I don't know. But if I'm late, you just go right ahead and eat. Don't wait for me.
Well, okay.
Oh, the script. I left it here on the desk.
I was looking it over. Here it is.
Okay.
You know, I guess I could handle that Tony role, all right?
Oh, I know you can, Doc. Oh, Albert.
Now what is it?
Look what you've done to this script. Why do you have to scribble on things?
Well, if I didn't do that, I'd probably bite my nails. Just nervousness.
Goodbye, my pet. And don't worry, the part's as good as yours. And Hamill won't eat me, you know. Not unless I let him. Bye, darling.
Well, every day the following week, she went down to see Lee to discuss interpretation, she said. We'd meet at Luigi's every night at 6. She'd come in bubbling over with excitement and always with the assurance that she was on the point of landing the role for me. But Thursday morning, I found an item in Variety. I handed the paper to her to read.
Lee Hamill signs Matt Blaine for a featured role in Night Cafe opposite Ellsworth Perry.
So you're still working on Lee to give me the part, are you?
Oh, but darling, I knew about Matt Blaine. As a matter of fact, Lee signed him on Monday.
And today is Thursday. Why didn't you tell me Monday that Blaine had the part?
Because on Monday I didn't want to make you feel bad. And after what happened Tuesday, I wasn't so sure you couldn't still have the part.
All right, what happened Tuesday?
Well, we were all in Lee's outer office waiting for Lee to call us in. Well, you know how Blaine is. Always doing takeoffs on people to prove what a good mimic he is.
He thinks he's good.
Well, this time he decided he'd give an imitation of Lee interpreting roles for us. Now, my dears, pay close attention. The script calls...
No, let me do it. Here's the way Lee sounds. Now, my dears, my darlings, this wonderful script demands stark realism. Life in the raw, a stripping down to essential.
Oh, that's Lee to the light, Albert. Well, Blaine did it fairly well, too. He was going great guns when Lee opened the door of his private office and stood there taking it all in sore as a boil.
Rough break for Blaine.
Lee didn't speak to him all that day. Blaine is so unnerved that I'm sure he'll mangle his part.
Oh, I see. So now I'm supposed to sit around and pray that Blaine gets the sack.
Oh, don't feel that way about it. He's just not right for the part anyway. So keep your chin up, sweet.
All right. What about dinner tonight?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. Lee asked me to have dinner with him.
Well, you're not going to, are you?
Oh, I never would, only he's asked the cast up to his apartment after dinner for the first reading. And since I'll be in the city anyway, I thought it might be just as well to accept his invitation.
All right. Well, I'll go along downtown with you. I'll eat at the Lands and pick you up after your reading.
Oh, but Albert, I don't know how soon we'll finish.
All right, so I won't pick you up. At least you don't mind my coming downtown with you.
Oh, not at all. But hurry and dress. I don't want to be late.
I'd had dinner at the Lambs Club and was knocking some balls around in the billiard room when I saw Matt Blaine.
Hi, Albert.
Oh, hello, Matt. What are you doing here?
Oh, same thing you are, wasting time. Want a game?
Well, don't you have a reading tonight at Lee Hamill's?
Reading? Oh, no. We don't begin until Friday, first rehearsal. Well, rack 'em up. Let's go.
The next day, I didn't mention to Elspeth my meeting Blaine at the Lambs. But when she told me she was going to visit her mother that night, I simply said I'd go along.
But, Albert, why spoil your evening? You know you and Mother never get along.
All right, if that's the way you want it.
Why don't you go to a movie or something?
That's an idea.
You'll have a much better time there than at Mother's. And so will I.
I got my hat and left. But instead of going to the movies, I waited in the shadows near the subway entrance. When Elspeth came out, I followed her into the subway, unseen. She got off at 59th Street. And the sense of shame I had at following her was replaced by a feeling of rage and frustration when she went into Lee Hamill's hotel on Central Park South. I waited outside the hotel until midnight. And when she didn't come out, I left. At that moment, I felt I could kill Lee Hamill.
What would you like for breakfast, dear?
Just coffee. You came in pretty late last night.
Oh, you know how Mother is. She kept me at gin rummy till past midnight.
Elspeth, that movie last night started wheels turning in my brain. I got an idea.
An idea?
Why don't we go out to Hollywood and have a try at pictures?
You seem to forget I have a contract and a darn good one.
You seem to forget I have no darn good contract. I've made up my mind, Elspeth. We're going.
Albert, I can't break my contract with Lee.
Oh, the devil with Lee.
This part will make me, Albert. It's practically a starring role.
Lee means more to you than I do, doesn't he?
He what? Now I begin to see. You're not crazy. You're only jealous.
I'm not jealous.
Oh, yes, you are. Well, believe it or not, I'm relieved. That's a normal reaction anyway. After all, I guess I have been spending quite a bit of time with Lee. But just let me assure you, dear...
You don't have to bother.
Albert, wait. Wait, we begin rehearsals on Friday. Blaine will be fired then, I'm sure of it. Lee didn't exactly promise me, but you're almost certain to get the part. Won't you wait until Friday, dear?
All right. I'll wait until Friday. Friday afternoon, I went downtown and waited outside the theater. At 1, the cast began to leave by the stage door. Then Lee and Elspeth came out together and hopped into Lee's car. I knew where they were going.
And that wraps up the first act of the Mole Mystery Theater. We'll be back with more after this.
Do you like a good scare?
It begins, simply, with a voice telling any who would listen a tale of the uncanny.
Radio Spirits and producer-director Jim French bring you an 8-CD collection of spine-tingling stories.
A pale hand stretched out between the gap. Too long to be a child's arm. Too long and withered and waxen. And then it spoke my name.
We invite you to consider Radio Spirit's suspenseful 17-episode set, Imagination Theater in Dark Places.
You have kept me for a long time, peering in from the darkness, waiting just beyond the veil that separates our different worlds. I have waited for you to seize the chance and throw back the veil, to face me and all that you fear. Now, you must witness things from my perspective. Now you're ready to find out what else we have waiting in the darkness.
An unknown power has caused Imagination Theater in Dark Places to suddenly drop in price. Yes, go to radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77 to save 50% off the regular price. Now it will only cost you $15.98 and a good night's sleep.
These most rational men would draw their curtains tightly against the night and instill in their children the knowledge that something does exist beyond their own little pools of light.
Summon your own half-price copy of Imagination Theater in Dark Places today at radiospirits.com or call 855-798-5560 and use offer code DARK77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Now, the Small Business Breakdown from the Pat Miller Show.
America's small business conversation.
Now your host, Pat Miller.
If you want a fresh idea for networking, here's one we created inside the Idea Collective for small business owners. Three folks you should reach out to today. First of all, catch someone doing something right. Find someone in your industry that's innovating or killing it, send them some fan mail, and see if you can start a conversation. The second person is a mentor, someone who changed the way you look at yourself. inspired you to reach for the stars. Those folks can inspire you to continue to take risks. And the third person is an aspirational outreach, someone a few chapters ahead in your story. Reach out to them and ask if you could have a conversation. Three people, three fresh ideas to keep you growing.
Join America's Small Business Conversation
on the Pat Miller Show.
Available now at patmillershow.com.
Welcome back. This is the Mole Mystery Theater, entitled Solo Performance, on When Radio Was.
Elspeth said very little to me that weekend. Maybe she knew I wouldn't take any more of that line about trying to get me Blaine's part. Monday's rehearsal was called for 2:30. I figured Lee Hamill would be in his office all morning preparing for it. At 11:30, I entered his reception room.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Perry.
Good morning, Miss Johnson. Will you tell Mr. Hamill I'd like to see him?
Oh, of course. Sit down, won't you? Elspeth Perry's husband is here. Yes, sir. Yes, Mr. Hamill. I'm sorry, Mr. Perry, but he's just too busy to speak to anyone. He's not casting, you know.
But this is important. It's something personal.
I'm really sorry, Mr. Perry, but you can't see Mr. Hamill today.
Oh. Okay, I'll drop in again tomorrow, Miss Johnson.
Do that, Mr. Perry.
But I didn't take the elevator down. Instead, I slipped into an alcove at one end of the corridor. It was close to 12, and I knew the girl would soon be going to lunch. At about 10 to 12, I heard the door open and the girl's footsteps going off toward the ladies' room. I walked quickly back to Hamill's office, crossed the reception room, and entered his private office.
Yes? Oh, it's you, Perry. Miss Johnson told you I was busy, did she not?
She did. But you're going to listen to me whether you can spare a moment of your precious time or not.
Before you begin, Mr. Perry, please understand, I have no work for you.
I know that.
Then we have nothing to say to each other. I ask you to leave my office.
I'm not leaving.
Mr. Perry, merely because I have engaged your wife to act in my play is no excuse for you to force yourself on me when I have no time for you.
You've got plenty of time for my wife, haven't you? Now listen to me, Hamill. No louse of a producer is going to live to brag that he walked off with my wife, see?
Oh, this is too much. Get out of my office.
Take your hands off me, Hamill. I warn you.
Get out! Get out or I will brain you!
Hysterical fool picked up a paperweight and came at me. I grappled with him, and then suddenly the hatred I felt for him swept over me in a blind rage. My groping right hand seized an object on his desk, and I plunged my fist into his chest. Ha! Oh, oh, oh! He was on the floor, dead. And in my hand, I held a silver letter opener, dripping blood. I dropped it and made for the door. I had to get out before the girl came back. But just as my hand gripped the knob, I heard the outer door open. I was trapped. And then, the interoffice phone. If it wasn't answered, she'd come in here. Acting almost on reflex, I walked over and picked it up.
Hello? Mr. Hamill? Mr. Hamill?
Yes?
I'm ordering a sandwich for lunch, Mr. Hamill. Shall I order something for you?
No, no, thank you, Miss Johnson.
Very well, Mr. Hamm.
I'd carried it off. Now she'd have a lunch in the office and then go out to shop, probably. All I had to do was wait. My eye fell on the body. Quietly, I pulled it to the closet and pushed it in. Then I wiped the handle of the letter opener and threw that into the closet, too. The telephone, the doorknob, and the key. I had to get my fingerprints off them. My handkerchief did it quickly. I pulled on my gloves. I'd take no further chances of leaving a print behind. Half an hour to wait and to think things over in comfort. I sat down at Lee's desk and lit a cigarette. The clock had ticked away the minutes. 5, 10, 15, 20, when... Yes?
Mr. Van Dyke is on the phone.
I cannot talk to him now.
But he says he must discuss a very important problem of direction.
Very well. Put him on.
Hello, Lee. What about that first Andrew terms of the girl. What have you decided about it?
Oh, yes, the entrance. I leave it all to you. You are the director. Do it however you think best.
But you said yesterday...
Yes, I was wrong. You are right.
What?
Yes, just as you said it should be.
Well, if you say so, only after what you told me yesterday, I hardly...
A man can change his mind, no? I have thought it over. You are right and I am wrong. That is all.
Okay, Lee.
For the next 2 hours, nothing happened. And then I was startled by the ringing of the phone. I realized it was a call on Lee's private wire.
Hello, Lee. Elspeth.
Now I really began to sweat. Could I possibly fool my own wife? Especially since she had already heard my impersonation of Lee.
Hello? Lee?
Yes, Elspeth, darling.
Van just told us you wouldn't be here at rehearsal, and I just had to speak to him.
What is it, my dear?
You know.
What would you like me to say?
Just three little words.
What?
Lee, dear, I just can't continue without knowing.
Oh, so you want an answer?
Yes, please.
Let me hear you say them first, those three little words you want.
He has it.
He has it?
Yes, the job, the part of Tony.
Oh.
Sweetly, it means so much to me. And Albert would be so much better than Blaine, you know that.
Is this why you have been so nice to me?
Oh, don't be angry, Lee. You know how I feel about Albert. But if he doesn't get the job, he's going to the coast.
So?
And if he does, I'm going with him.
And break your contract?
I have no alternative.
Well, in that case, I have no alternative, my dear. The job is his.
Oh, you darling. Thanks a million. I'll phone him right away.
Why not wait and tell him personally tonight? The pleasure would perhaps be greater.
Oh, perfectly right. I will wait. Oh, thanks again, darling.
How does a fellow feel who has just discovered that the wife he suspected was never anything but loyal to him? That the man he has just murdered in a jealous rage was never anything more to her than a business acquaintance? I'll tell you how he feels. It may surprise you by its very simplicity. He wants to escape the consequences of his crime. Yes, that's all. He just wants to escape.
This is Jeffrey Barnes again. In just a moment, we'll bring you Act 3 of Solo Performance. Now, a word from George Putnam.
Thousands of dandruff sufferers who've been ready to give up in despair after trying other methods without success have found that double dandrine gives them real relief. You see, outstanding authorities point out that a germ, Pityros Porimo Valley, is the cause of the most common kind of dandruff. Methods that simply wash away loose dandruff are ineffective because they don't destroy this germ. For real relief, it must be destroyed. And double dandrine does that. Get double dandrine tomorrow. Your money back if not satisfied.
Time to pause for a moment, but we'll be back to wrap up this solo performance right after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
Not all electronics companies are created equal, and that's certainly the case with our friends at TP-Link, the world's number one provider of consumer Wi-Fi networking devices. In fact, TP-Link has been the world's number one Wi-Fi product provider for 12 straight years, serving 170 countries and hundreds of millions of customers. And from mesh systems that can blanket homes with seamless high-speed Wi-Fi to Wi-Fi 7 routers that provide revolutionary speeds and reliability, TP-Link has all the cutting-edge products you need for today's connected lifestyle. There's really no excuse for a lousy Wi-Fi network. Faster speeds, lower latency, higher network capacity to connect more devices, better streaming, better gaming, better browsing. Everything you need is just a click away at tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
What is your healing power? Helping veterans with PTSD, traumatic brain injuries, depression, anxiety, or loneliness? Is your healing power a simple heartfelt letter, or being a volunteer. At HealVets.org, you can find out more about the healing power of pen pals, volunteers, and therapy kits. Help Heal Veterans has been helping veterans heal. What is your healing power? Find out at HealVets.org. Sponsored by Help Heal Veterans.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. 99%. That's the amount of homes in the U.S. that are unaffordable for the average American. After a mass exodus from major cities after COVID, there is not enough supply. With the Fed raising rates so fast, why would anyone want to sell their home? Is this bubble going to pop? Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
And now let's wrap up this episode of the Mole Mystery Theater on When Radio Was.
At last, it was 5:30 and the secretary left. 10 minutes later, I walked down the stairs unseen, mingled with the crowds leaving the building, and took the subway. In 40 minutes, I was home. And now the clincher. Still impersonating Lee Hamill and pretending to be at the office, I phoned Van Dyke at the theater and told him I was dismissing Blaine from the cast. My alibi was complete. Since Elspeth had dutifully reported to me that I was to replace Blaine in the cast of Night Cafe, I attended the rehearsal the next day. I wasn't very surprised when the police walked in, but the rest of the cast were electrified.
Quiet, please. Mr. Hamill was murdered. Just 1 minute, please. Was murdered sometime between 6:20 last night and midnight. He was alive at 6:20, according to his director, who spoke to him on the phone. Now, I want you all to understand that none of you is under suspicion. But I am asking you to come down to headquarters with me so we can round up some facts.
At headquarters, we found Blaine, looking like a ghost. He'd been questioned already, and he showed it. We were all separated and put into individual rooms. I sat down at an old battered desk and had myself a cigarette. There was a pad of yellow ruled paper and a pen and inkwell there. It made me smile. If I had wanted to write my confession, all I had to do was pick up the pen and start. All afternoon, the questioning went on while I waited alone in the room. I ran out of cigarettes at about 7, and they wouldn't let me send for any. Finally, at 10, Lohman opened my door and came in.
You're Perry, aren't you?
Yes?
No, don't get up. Just stay where you are. I'll use the corner of the desk. I understand you were up to see Hamill yesterday morning.
Yes, I'd heard there might be a chance for me to take Blaine's place in the play, so I went to speak to Mr. Hamill about it.
And he wouldn't see you?
Well, his secretary said he was busy.
He told you there was no casting, didn't he?
No, he didn't tell me anything. Miss Johnson told me, but not Mr. Hamill himself.
What made you think he'd give you Blaine's place?
My wife told me there was that possibility. And as a matter of fact, when she called him later that afternoon, he did tell her that I had the part.
It was sort of tough on Blaine, wasn't it?
Well, you know how those things are. Fortunes of war.
I suppose Blaine was plenty sore about it. Sore at Hamill, I mean.
Yes, I suppose. Does he have an alibi for last night?
Suppose you leave the questions to me, Perry. What about your own alibi?
That's easy. From about 6:30 to 8, I was at Luigi's, a little Italian restaurant uptown. You can check with Luigi. After that, my wife can alibi me, if you'll accept her word.
And before 6:30?
Well, does that matter? If Hamill was alive until 6:20...
Van Dyke swears he was. He talked to him on the phone, but somehow our medical examiner has other ideas. He thinks Hamill was killed earlier in the afternoon.
But how could that be?
Where were you yesterday afternoon?
Why, home.
Any witnesses?
No, do I need any?
Tell me, Perry, when you came to see Hamill yesterday morning, did you go into Hamill's private office at all?
No, the girl must have told you.
And you weren't in that private office at any time during the afternoon?
I was not. I was at home. I give you my word.
Mind if I take that pad on the desk?
Certainly not.
You do this?
What? Oh, yes. Bad habit of mine. I scrawl cats all over everything.
Bad habit is right, Perry. So bad, it's going to send you to the chair.
What do you mean?
We found cats just like these doodled on Hamill's blotter pad.
But my wife spoke to Hamill. Van Dyke spoke to him later in the afternoon. He was alive.
You're an actor, Perry. You tell me you're pretty good at imitations. Must have been hard at it all afternoon on the phone and... Between times, scrawled cats all over the nice, clean blotter. That's why we kept all you folks waiting in separate rooms. A new parlor game we thought of. We call it Find the Doodler.
It did an actor's heart good to hear them at the trial. Right down the line, Elspeth, Van Dyke, and Hamill's secretary, each one swore it was Hamill's voice and not mine that came through the telephone that afternoon. Yes, their testimony added up to a rave notice from George Jean Nathan. I'd have gone free, too, if it hadn't been for the cats. But then, there's always an if, isn't there?
Original music for the Mole Mystery Theater is composed and conducted by Alexander Semler. Everett Sloan was starred and Elizabeth Morgan featured in tonight's performance. Any resemblance between the names and characters used on this show and any actual persons, living or dead, is purely coincidental. And now this is Dan Seymour saying goodnight until next week at this same time when the Mystery Theater presents Deadly Nuisance, starring Virginia Gilmore.
Solo performance as presented on the Mole Mystery Theater on the 21st of May, 1948. As you heard at the time, Everett Sloan was being seen alongside Rita Hayworth and Orson Welles in the film noir thriller The Lady from Shanghai. Although praised today, that movie opened to mixed reviews and mediocre box office. I'll share with you one possible reason and wrap up When Radio Was right after this.
MusicRewind.com is serving Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee. A perfect blend of music from across the globe.
Perdido, I look for my heart, it's Perdido. I lost it way down in Torito.
Stir in world-class artists such as Sergio Mendes from Brazil, Django Reinhardt and Edith Piaf from France, Compay Segundo from Brazil, Leonard Kwan from Hawaii, plus Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin, Julie London, and Acker Bilk from the United States, to name just a few.
Só privilegiados têm ouvido igual ao seu.
Won't you stop and take a little time out with me? Just take five.
Get Cafe Culture today at MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 and pay only $21.98 for this 4-CD World Music Collection. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code CAFE77.
de noche, cuando la luna sale a pasear, y van los astros a enamorar.
Take the journey with MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556. Experience Cafe Culture 100 songs to enjoy with your coffee today. Use promo code CAFE77 to save on shipping. That's MusicRewind.com or call 855-798-5556 now. Remember promo code CAFE77 for reduced shipping.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about The Lady from Shanghai, produced, directed, written by, and starring Orson Welles, and also featuring his wife, Rita Hayworth. His decision to have his wife cut and bleach her trademark red hair for the role may have contributed to the film's poor box office returns. Today, though, The Lady from Shanghai has become a fave of critics and film classes. I'm Greg Butler. We're done this time around, but visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by Radiospirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.